The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
In 3, 2, 1.
Time to wake up.
Today is Wednesday.
Time to shine!
He's here when I wake up.
It's Wednesday.
Good morning.
What is that? The future of radio.
I think you guys work well together, for sure. For sure. And I think it's going to be a cornucopia of laughs for everybody out there. Nice. I know there's going to be like some serious stuff and some, you know, levity that's going to be brought to the show. I think it's going to be good, man. You guys are going to have fun, man, and I think people are going to dig it.
I got great banter. They jib-jab, 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 jib-jab. I use it for the car.
Just moronic commentary and stupid sound effects.
I've been in this studio for years, right? And you know, on this frequency, 88.3, and we got to do team-ups back in the day with the Morning Edge, and it's incredible that we're all sitting in this one studio hanging out right now. On Star 88.
This is good radio!
Is it Wednesday?
All right, very exciting stuff. I think we're pretty much ready to go here.
Enjoy the show!
And here we go!
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Woo!
I can't breathe.
Hello, everyone. How you doing out
there? I can't even breathe.
What's happening?
Yo, no!
It's April 20th, 6:07 a.m.
Died a day of 70 degrees.
I think that it is so awesome.
I think it is 70 something.
Yeah.
Let's check her out.
Let's check her out.
We have a pretty good warming trend on the way. 59 today in Farmington, getting all the way to 77 by Friday. Albuquerque looking at a warm setup, too. We're eventually going to be in the high 70s by the end of the work week tomorrow. It's great, though.
Is it this one?
Thank you, Ron Ketty.
This says high 76.
I was going to say, the Apple app says 75 and WeatherBug says 75. Yahoo lied to me, guys. It said 70 and I went with it right before it crashed again.
Crash, crash, crash.
We're live. Hello, yeah. Starmie. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. Starmie. Totally.
Uh-huh.
338-3700 if you'd like to call the show.
Yeah, text us 585-LIVE, uh-huh. We're here.
It's my wingman right there.
That's right, man.
You can be my wingman anytime.
He's taking care of business.
All right, guys. Yeah. We're here.
Big show planned for you guys. We'll talk about it here in just a second. How was your guys' day yesterday?
Fantastic.
I had a good day.
I had to think about what I did yesterday.
I had a really, really tough workout at the gym. You guys missed a very hard one.
I'm not
ready.
Two
in a row? Yeah. Two hard workouts in a row?
It's because old Morgan's programming is hard stuff, man. My legs are killing me.
Tomorrow, man. Tomorrow's my day.
You going back tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm going to text Morgan and say, make sure tomorrow is very hard. Why weren't you guys there? I figured you, like, you and Leslie would be there.
I'm going to go off on my wife right now.
Everybody was asking me. No. They were like, well, where are Dex and Leslie?
I'm going to go off on my wife right
now. Don't do it, man.
I'm going to do it. I don't even care.
Do it. Do it.
It's going to be bad, though, so good luck.
Love my wife. She has a toothache.
Nah, you should talk about
this. Here's the problem. She's had this toothache for over 8 or 9 months, and she's put it off. And put it off going to the dentist because she had something really bad happen to her when she was little at the dentist office. And so she freaks out when she has to go to the dentist. So she puts it off and puts it off. But it's gotten so bad, she's just crying. She didn't even leave the bed yesterday. Felt bad for her.
Wait, are you putting her on blast? Or are you asking for prayer? I can't tell. Because it sounds like poor thing's got a toothache, and she doesn't want to go to the dentist.
Well, here's the problem.
They're evil warlords of your enamel.
Since she doesn't want to go to the dentist, I ordered off of Amazon this dentist drill, and I walked in the room, and I said, honey, come here. Let me look at your tooth. Come here. Come here. Open your mouth.
I'm sure that helped her with her anxiety.
No, I'm putting my wife on blast because it's messing up my gym routine, yo.
No.
Get that tooth fixed and let's get back to the gym.
Oh, yeah.
We got work to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That row machine's calling my name.
Rowan, dude, Rowan, Rowan.
Have you ever had a gnarly toothache?
It does.
I actually
suck.
Haven't.
Oh, really?
Ever. I haven't had a cavity. Nothing wrong with my teeth.
Let me tell you who you are right now.
Who is it?
You are Chad Brad Bryan, the Brad Bryan. Youth minister.
Gosh. Oh no.
You're youth minister Bryan.
Oh, youth minister. Oh my God.
Who has never dealt with life issues and are trying to instruct someone in their life issue that they're going through that's very real.
What do you mean? Try to instruct.
That you've never.
Go to the dentist.
Okay. All right. Listen.
Pause. I was on. I got a terrible toothache twice on two separate tours. And this is what it meant. Me being in the van or green room all day, basically on my face.
Dude.
And then
dude.
Having to play for 30 minutes and immediately going back on my face. We had to get we asked the crowd if there was a dentist, and there was, and he took me to his office and fixed my tooth. That's how bad it was.
I am not at all saying that the pain isn't real. I'm not saying that at all.
Whatever, Chad Brennan.
But it's been 8 or 9 months that this tooth has been going on and off.
That's her fault. That's all.
She's gonna die.
You know what? I was literally just about to say that. It can go to your brain and kill you.
The infection can kill you.
Dude.
It's going to get in your brain.
How stoked are you right now?
Wait.
What?
Don't say that.
Oh.
That's an off-air conversation. You know, it's not like
Leslie, go to the dentist.
It's not like I want her to get murdered or anything. Just maybe she just dies in her sleep.
In
or
her
something.
Sleep peacefully.
That's
horrible.
It is horrible. I don't understand. I get the fear because of what happened to her when she was a kid, but at the same time, when you're in that much pain,
right? Now you
come
have
on.
To.
Come on, babe.
That's called rebellion, Leslie. You need to just take care of it. What would Homer Simpson do? Or maybe Homer Simpson.
So that's really why I haven't been to the gym. I'm just saying.
That's your excuse? Yeah, you're using her as your excuse?
Well, I got to be there at the house.
No, you don't.
Take care of everything.
No, you don't.
No, she's off duty right now.
No, if she's going to make herself suffer with that tooth, then you need to let her suffer.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. Maybe the best way to get her to go to the dentist is to say, well, I'm going off and living a normal life while you suffer with your tooth. Mm-hmm. Because you won't go get it fixed. Goodbye.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Instead, you're letting it happen. You're enabling her just living with this tooth.
Well played.
Chad Brad Bryan.
Chad Brad Bryan.
He's a stereotype of every bad guy from every 80s ski movie.
Yeah.
He's up in the lodge. He's cool. He's got the flipped up collar, the blonde hair, and like the, what was it called? Windsuit jacket and all that stuff. He's real cool. And he's like, yeah, my dad totally owns this ski resort, so I get to come up here all the time for free and bring all my friends and just drink all the beer and party and bro and bro and bro. Oh. Chad Brad Bryan.
Chad Brad Bryan. So that was my day yesterday. I just heard my wife.
You need to take care of that.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do. As the husband, as the leader of the house, here's you show her by example. You say, Leslie, I'm going to go with you to the dentist, and I'm going to have him pull out a random tooth of mine first. Oh. You pick.
Pick that front tooth.
You pick.
Get one of those big old frannies.
And that way, and you'll be like, look,
I'm
in this with you. I'm in this with you. You pick which one. Better yet, instead of pulling it, since I don't need a tooth pulled, which one do you want me to cap gold?
I'd do that for my wife.
See? I'm telling you. And you'd look like Captain Jack Sparrow, and it'd be pretty dope, yo.
That would be dope, yo.
My dad?
I'd do that with you.
I don't know how old he was when he lost one of his front teeth, but he lost one. I think he lost his canine tooth, and he never got it fixed.
Oh, no.
my dad. So he's looked like a homeless guy most of his life.
Or
when he smiles,
looks like an NHL hockey player.
Well, now.
I mean, you could go with
that. Maybe.
It's not just homeless people that don't have teeth.
I've been wanting my dad to get a gold tooth forever.
You can't just get a gold tooth, though. If you
get
don't
a fool's gold tooth.
But if you don't have a tooth there at all, that'd be kind of difficult.
No, solid gold tooth, man.
Man. Now I want gold teeth for some reason, and I don't know why. Guys, let's just go cap all our teeth gold.
I got it at Ross. That's why.
You can buy them there.
That's true.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Today is the 111th day of the year. Say that, 111.
111, yo. 111.
104 years ago, Fenway Park opened in Boston.
Nice.
It is 60 days until Father's Day.
Oh, wow.
275 days left of hope and change. Thank you, Obama.
Oh, I was like, what?
Hey, I appreciate you saying thank you, Obama, because usually it's like this. Thanks, Obama!
Yeah, that's a, usually that's what I'm saying.
Hit my president!
Oh, man.
Joseph, don't call me Joey Lawrence, is how old today?
46.
43.
He's 40.
That's it?
Oh.
Big 4-0.
Whoa!
I loved him when I was younger.
Really?
I thought he was the coolest guy.
Blossom? That show was obnoxious to me.
I loved his hair.
I was a Full House kid.
See, I liked his brother better because his brother, Matthew Lawrence, was on Boy Meets World.
Never saw it.
Great show. Doug and I agree. Shout out to Doug. Love you, Doug. Can't wait for Warp Tour.
By the way, have you guys heard Doug's new podcast?
I haven't listened to it yet.
I listened to it a couple days ago.
What'd you think?
You know, it's just him talking about
is he doing important things in life.
Yeah, he's just talking about the issues that we Americans face. Mm. It's a very serious podcast.
Nice.
You guys should totally check it out.
Okay.
I think it's The Doug Show.
The Doug Show.
It's a great name, Doug.
The Doug Show.
I like what you're doing. Keep it up.
Doug.
I'm a subscriber.
Doug is the man. He has a plan.
Okay.
You love podcasts.
I love Doug.
This morning on the show, Whiskey Tango, Oklahoma City.
Dude, and it is one for the ages. Huh?
Can't wait to hear it.
One for the ages.
Can't wait to hear what it's all about.
Wow, that was weird. It felt like a time warp there.
Oh. Conor McGregor news.
Ugh.
UFC fighter, Conor McGregor.
You know who we need to have in studio for this?
Hey.
Steven.
Oh, my goodness.
I follow that man on Twitter. Not Steven. I follow Conor McGregor.
Christian?
Not Steven. Yeah. And I saw his tweet yesterday, and then like 15 minutes later, I got a screenshot from Steven, who is also a ginormous fan. And that was like my afternoon was talking Steven off a ledge.
He loves Conor McGregor, too?
Loves Conor, yes.
Wow, we got to talk to him
about
that.
Hold on, be real.
Tell me it's not true.
Oh, no.
I'm like, it's okay, buddy. He doesn't get here today till 11 because he's helping this noob with worship tonight. Oh. So he's going to.
That's right. You guys should show up tonight for worship right here on the Calvary campus.
How about just for service? Wednesday night service tonight, 7 p.m. Pastor Skip is going through the book of John. He just kicked off. It was chapter 2 last week.
Well, sure.
And
these guys are going to be throwing down the worship.
I would say
the Knob Hill worship
down.
Team. You guys are going to be performing.
I yep. wouldn't say performing.
Right here at Calvary campus. They're usually down in Knob Hill.
Yes.
And Steve, I've never seen you this nervous for something.
Shut up.
You are so nervous.
I'm so. Ugh.
He showed up at like 4 a.m. this morning going, man, I couldn't sleep.
I did show up very early today.
He had his guitar. He was in his office just trying to make sure he was tuning it just perfectly.
I seriously pulled into the parking lot and saw that Teo's car was not there and went, what the crap? I never beat Teo, and looked down and it was still the 4 o'clock hour. And I was like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, I've never seen
you. Are you serious? Yep. Like, I got up and I was
and
too
I
nervous.
Still, and I still got here early. Yeah. That was the thing. I showed up and I was like, oh, wow, Steve was late.
Dude, it was like, I don't even know what time. I was just really, really early because we're doing worship tonight. And I just, you know when you're...
You're nervous. It's okay to say you're nervous.
It's not nervous. It's just I've never done main stage worship here. There's like cameras and it's like a big to-do.
Big production. There's fire.
And there's not fire, dummy.
They have pyro.
There's pyro.
Dude, when Nate Heidsieck comes out on stage,
Axl Rose on his throne.
Welcome to Wednesday night.
He walks out and he says,
and the Lord smote Sodom and Gomorrah.
None of this is real.
It is.
3D.
It really
audience,
is.
If there's you would put on your 3D glasses, we're about to go to 2 Thessalonians.
Yes.
Get ready.
Oh. So what I did was I set my alarm early last night because I was like, all right, I don't know if I'm going to have time to come home today. So I got all, like, my guitar, all my gear is in my office already.
Well, I actually recorded Steve-O this morning.
Good.
Tuning his guitar, and it's amazing. Here it is.
Sounds good. What? Is this Unstoppable God? Is that?
That's the one we're doing tonight, man. Ready?
That,
I don't know. Unstop!
I feel like you should practice. You should have slept some.
You know what makes me happy is tonight, actually, I'm not playing my electric, which doesn't make me happy because I love playing my electric guitar. But we got Clopez hanging out and Tommy. We got multiple electric guitars. And I thought that three electric guitars might be a little overkill. Just so I'll play my acoustic tonight. But
I'm not playing.
No, I set my alarm early because I thought, okay, I don't know if I'm going to go home. All my gear. I'm going to need to take a shower early in the morning. All that stuff. And then woke up, popped out of bed, and then thought, I'm going to have plenty of time. Brushed my teeth, threw on some deodorant. And came to work. But I forgot that I had set my alarm super early so I'd have plenty of time to take a shower and do everything
nervous.
That I thought I needed to do.
Look at him over there. He's just so nervous.
I just jumped in the car and I'm driving here. Just
Early. I'm glad you're nervous because that means it's going to be great.
It's
going to be one of those worship performances that you guys have to make it down tonight. It starts at 7 o'clock right here at the
Bring
Calvary
3D
campus.
Glasses.
Oh gosh,
wear a parka because of the water that's going to be spraying.
You know, there's the excited energy. You
there's
get.
A splash zone.
I wouldn't say it's nerves. I would say there's excited energy.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Really looking forward to tonight.
Good.
I think it's going to be a really really cool time. Stoked on the Book of John too. Really stoked on the Book of John.
All right, big show. We're going to talk about cremation. This morning?
That's a weird way to start a show off.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Big show. Yep. Cremation today. Also, Buck's coming in.
Buck will be here to talk to us about cremation this morning.
No, he's not. Cremated.
Buck's going to come in and talk about building a legacy. Then we're going to talk about cremation and how to leave one.
The best part is we were talking about this off air yesterday with DJ Bossman Dan. He does the middays. And it was so awkwardly obnoxious how every time he said it, he goes, "Hey guys, I was thinking about something.
Cremate.
Would you guys rather be cremated or buried?"
And we were buried.
It was
buried.
So weird.
Would you rather be cremated or buried? And we were like, "What are you saying?"
I think we were all going, "Wait,
what's wrong with you? I don't want to be either of those things." What is that?
Cremate.
He is definitely our friend that like randomly just like. Phrases, sentences, words, just wrong.
But he knew he was saying it wrong. He was like, I don't know what I'm saying.
Was that a joke?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
we'll talk
man.
About crematedness coming up.
Cremated.
Great story coming up about a teacher who used a 3D printer to save a life. I can't wait to buy a 3D printer.
To save someone's life?
No, man, just to build things.
I want to buy a 3D printer so I can start printing tickets to all the concerts I want to go to. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Mm. And I can get in because I'll have a 3D model of it. If that's not your gig, don't forget Andy Mineo's also tonight. We still have tickets to that.
Ooh.
Andy Mineo, Propaganda.
Propaganda.
Dude, there is like five hip. If you are into the hip to the hop, to the hippie to the hippie. Sunshine Theater.
Neither of those artists sings that song.
No, they don't, actually. Grandmaster Flash will not be there tonight. Yeah. However, Andy Mineo, Propaganda.
We'll tell you how you can win those tickets coming up.
Heck yeah.
Facebook considering a tip jar. We'll talk about that. Kale's got your headlines.
Nah.
Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday. We're going to take a break. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning,
good morning. Good morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today? primary day of New York State.
President Obama headed to Saudi Arabia.
Kelly Ripa needs a new co-host again.
CVS is offering curbside pickups at their drugstores.
Two members of the Aryan Brotherhood in Mississippi have been convicted of racketeering and murder.
To help discourage teens from using chewing tobacco, the FDA is teaming up with minor league baseball teams, focusing on white teen boys in rural areas.
Last month's average global temperature set a record high.
Deadly airstrikes on two towns held by rebels in Syria.
People have been killed in a large suicide bombing in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul.
Prestigious honors are being bestowed on this year's best in radio, TV, podcasting, internet, and public service journalism, the Peabody Awards.
Are we going to win that?
Yep. We're up for a Peabody.
Booyah. Mr. Peabody, and I'll be Sherman.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us, everybody. The Morning Invasion. Dex, Steve-O, Tao.
What's up?
634.
Hi, today of 75. Traffic. Let's see what's happening in our fair roadways. Oh, my gosh. Turn the music down. Turn it down. All of the roads have been replaced with train tracks.
No!
Good call, sir.
If you don't have a train ticket, you're out of luck, friend. No. You're gonna have to hop that train.
10-4, copy that.
Try to get to work on time. If you didn't leave 3 hours ago, you're late. It's over. I'm sorry. That's your look at traffic.
Good morning. Big show planned for you guys. Buck will be joining us this morning.
Arg.
Sometime, I don't know when. He'll probably stroll in. 8-ish. He's not a morning person anymore.
I love that every time you post something about Buck coming on the show, is it Ron Paulty or whatever? That's like, he goes, when is he just going to be on the show? And it's like, when you understand that for him to be on our show would mean taking a drastic pay cut.
Well, you guys would have to be fired.
And we would be fired. Straight up. Yeah. We would be fired. You would have to take a pay cut.
He would have to take a pay cut.
Yeah. And he would be miserable.
He would be miserable.
So, if Ron Paulty, if you're that big a fan and that's what you want to happen, then cool, man.
Oh, he would. Ron Paulty, he is one of a kind.
He is. He's got that pink Subi.
Mm-hmm.
It's a charity thing, which is cool. But
always
come on,
trying
man.
To get us to do a car show.
Hey, do a car show.
He told me, I'm going to talk to Skip Heitzik this weekend about a car show at Calvary.
That'd be cool. Just do it with Challenge Men.
Hey!
Men's ministry here, they have a car show every
year. Yeah, they already do one.
So, surprise, they do it every year. I think it's like Father's Day
weekend. I think he wants us to do a Morning Invasion car show.
No!
Okay. So then we just team up with the Challenge Men's ministry here and pull from resources that are already... Come on, guys! Do we have to do this now?
Back in the day, we used to do the Hoopty car show.
Hoopty, babe.
And it was awesome because people would bring out the worst cars you can imagine that had no business being on the road.
If we still had our Saturn, I would love to bring it out the day after the police found it when it was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, Hoopty, whose plate of enchiladas is this? I don't know. Look, there's a leaf blower motor, too.
Yeah.
That's cool. Those are actually things that were in our car.
That's so crazy.
It was crazy.
That is just
Albuquerque, am I right? Just got to take it or leave it, man.
Yeah, got a lot of space here. Big parking lot. We could do it.
I love space.
Oh, maybe it'll happen one of these days.
We really could, though. I bet we could hook up with Challenge Men's Rally.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to talk cremation versus being buried this morning.
Is there a third-party candidate? Yes. To both of those options.
Okay.
To cremation or being buried?
Yeah. There's a lot of alternative things to do. I want to talk about those, too. Because I found one that I'm, like, genuinely interested in.
Really?
Yes.
Is it being shot into space?
Ooh, yeah. Except it's through time and space, and I would end up with the dinosaurs and come back to life and live among them.
I love that.
Good morning, everyone. It's time for the news. The UFC pulled Conor McGregor from his July 9th fight with Nate Diaz because he refused to promote the pay-per-view. Conor tweeted yesterday that he's retiring, but nobody knows if he's serious.
This is just unreal.
It has to be real because they pulled him from the card. Dana White pulled him from the card.
I knew there had to be some contention behind the scenes between the UFC and Conor McGregor. Because he does his own thing. He's Conor McGregor.
He's a wild card.
And I follow that dude on Twitter, and he tweeted that out. I'm telling you, within minutes, Steven had like screenshot that and sent it to me. And it's like, I know. I think there was some tension behind the scenes about UFC 200. I don't think Conor thought he was getting paid enough because he is their, like, king of the cash right now when it comes to pay-per-views. And they wanted him in Las Vegas for promotion for the pay-per-view that's coming in July.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in Iceland training, and he's like, I'm not going to go to Vegas right now, bro. I'm in Iceland training. I'm going to do my own thing. And Dana was like, oh, really, fool? Well, what if we just drop you? And he was like, oh, yeah, I dare you. I'll just retire.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, wait. No, stop it.
Yeah, knowing just some of these UFC guys over the years, I've gotten the inside scoop on how the UFC handles things and how Dana White handles these guys when they pull that card that looks like Conor McGregor just did. He doesn't care.
He pulled that card, and then they pulled him from the card.
Dana doesn't care. He doesn't. He'll say, you're fired.
He beat up every one of them.
So lame.
I don't even care if you're Conor McGregor.
I ain't even care what y'all name is.
And, yeah, being a UFC fighter, when they tell you to get on a plane and fly out to do some sort of promotional event, you need to get on a plane and fly out for that promotional event. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
They tell you to jump, you say, how high?
I don't know. What are they going to do to replace Conor McGregor at UFC 200? What big fight would they actually
get? They're going to get his cousin to come out. Conor O'Reilly.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger, stronger, faster, more Irish.
Oh,
yeah, there's
man.
Definitely a fight going on between him and Dana.
That's it.
UFC 200 is going to be Dana versus Conor McGregor.
And then they're going to have it's going to turn into a tag team.
Conor's tag team member
is going to be Sheamus, and then Dana's tag team member is going to be Shawn McMahon.
The first ever
Shane McMahon. Sorry, he's going to come out.
Off the top of the octagon, he's just going to flying elbow. Dude, can we talk to Dana about adding a tag team match to the UFC?
Give him a call. Ricky, call Dana.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ricky
man.
Knows him. They're best friends. They're Ricky, call
super
Dana.
Super butts, man.
Super butts.
Super butts.
Super butts. Let's move on. I forgot it was me that was guiding this show.
Speaking of super butts, hey, bruh, happy 420, am I right?
Oh, idiot. This is not a day that I celebrate that.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
Stupid. All you potheads, you need to get your crap together. Okay, here we go. Do you want to get paid for your brilliant Facebook posts?
Yes!
Yeah, I do.
Okay. It could make Facebook much, much better or far, far worse. Apparently, Facebook is considering adding a tip jar where people can pay you for your brilliant posts.
I like this.
They might also give you a cut of the ad revenue they make when people look at your posts like YouTube does with videos. No word on when this could start happening, but it's pretty aggressive, and it's a pretty aggressive attempt to keep from losing users to places like Snapchat, where everybody makes those stupid bunny face things, so it could happen soon.
Yeah.
You know how Facebook is. I mean, Periscope blew up, and what do we do all the time? Facebook Live, which is basically Periscope. But I don't have to download a different app for it. I can just click a button on Facebook and it's happening. So it's like, why would I do anything?
Facebook's really good about, making sure that they follow the trends.
Facebook is the Walmart of social media.
Yeah. Mm.
They come in and they buy out a lot of these new companies.
I'm gonna post
companies
that.
To start
I'm
gonna up.
Post that on Facebook and see if I can get paid for it.
That would be pretty cool to make some Facebook money.
Give me that Facebook money. I don't need your friendship. A group of Austrian, Czech, and Swedish researchers conducted the research, and they have concluded, according to science, Freddie Mercury literally had a perfect voice.
We're going back to 1985. Live Aid. There were a billion people at Live Aid. Mama, life had just begun, but now I'm gonna prune it all the way. Pretty perfect. Mama! Hey, Save your voice.
Oh, that's right. I'm singing tonight. Forgot.
That's good stuff right there, Freddie Mercury. Man!
He's incredible. Yeah, so they couldn't confirm the long-held belief that Mercury's range spanned 4 full octaves. They did discover some interesting tidbits about the expanse of his actual voice. For one, despite being known largely as a tenor, he was more likely a baritone.
No kidding.
You know who else this applies to? Huh. Tim Skipper from House of Heroes. Mm. That Joker started out singing baritone, and you've heard him. He can cover all of the things. Mm. It's incredible.
I bet it to him.
What's more, Mercury's vocal cords just move faster than other people's vocal cords. While a typical vibrato will fluctuate between 5.4 hertz and 6.9 hertz, Mercury's was 7.0.
Get out of here!
So think about that in a more scientific way. Man, I don't want to read that. That's crazy.
That's cray-cray.
But needless to say, his voice fluctuated close to Luciano Pavarotti's.
Wow.
So they both kind of had like a similar thing going on. But at the same time, Mercury was vibrating something in some way that even Pavarotti couldn't make happen. So his voice was just so unique and incredible. If you're a big Freddie Mercury fan, I highly recommend Mark Martel. He used to sing in a band called Down Here, mm-hmm. Christian band, and he actually won a contest. You've probably seen his videos over the past couple years on Facebook. He won a contest to basically be Freddie Mercury in the Queen like reunion travel band or something.
Mm-hmm.
But he sounds so similar to Freddie Mercury. Yeah, are you pulling it up?
Yep.
Check this out.
This guy's unbelievable.
This is Mark Martel.
Mark Martel?
It's weird because he looks somebody just like Freddie Mercury. Audition.
He looks similar,
here
yeah.
Here we go. With the dirty stash.
He's got it.
I think that's Freddie Mercury's kid.
Each morning I get up, I tie a little. Can barely stand on my feet.
Take a look
in the mirror and cry. Lord, what you doing to me? I spent all of my years in believing you, but I just can't get no relief, Lord. Somebody.
That's Mark Martel. That's not Freddie Mercury.
It's not Freddie Mercury. Listen.
Somebody to love.
He's so good.
I wonder what scientists would say about Mark Martel's voice.
I don't know, but they should go for it. I'll never forget, because he was in a band called Down Here, typical Christian band. We were on the same booking agency, Waverly and Down Here, so we ran into each other, played some shows together. But I'll never forget, one day I was driving to work in my crappy little Saturn to Forever 21, thinking, man, I wish my band would blow up so I wouldn't have to... I just want a driver. Is that so much to ask? But then I look over, and there's this crappy Volvo driving down the road, and it was Mark Martel!
No.
And we were both driving to our very normal jobs.
Oh, man.
It was hilarious.
Where did he work at?
I don't know. Probably some retail store. That's where we all work.
Probably Pacific Sun.
Yeah, he's probably across the hall at PacSun.
Yeah. This video has 11 million views. It's pretty cool.
He's probably making that YouTube money.
Oh, yeah.
Good on you, Mark. Good job.
Well, now Queen Extravaganza is making the YouTube money.
I always felt so sad for the other singer in Down Here because they kind of had the dual singer thing. And he would sing songs, and you could tell everybody in the audience was waiting for Mark Martel to sing. And he would just kind of come in there, and everybody would be like, he sounds just like Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
This was well before he tried out for this contest. Like, it was so funny to see. And then everybody would be like, I love the songs with Mark singing. Who's the other guy that sing? I always felt so sorry for that guy. He was just...
Here he is. Mark Martel.
Is it all the... I just can't handle it. Is it...
Wonder why he never went on The Voice or anything. American Idol.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about Mark Martel. He was in a band called Down Here that we used to play back in the day on the M88 days. He is now the front man of, the rebooted Queen, if you will.
He is officially?
Well, I mean, it's like the extravaganza.
Queen extravaganza.
Whatever. It's basically Queen, isn't it? With Mark Martel fronting it?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Isn't it kind of like Journey? How Journey's got that new guy?
Yeah, but Queen, they don't play shows, do they? I didn't know they were playing shows.
We were talking about this because, according to science, Freddie Mercury, the original lead singer of Queen, had the scientific perfect voice.
Yeah.
I'm just catching up our friends in Santa Fe who texted in the live line and said, this is such a weird conversation to turn the radio on to. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, it happens.
Well, tune in sooner. What's wrong with you guys?
It's called TSL, time spent listening.
Good job,
the average
Steve-o.
Listener just tunes in. Blah, blah, blah. Science.
Job, time to be above
average. You can be my wingman anytime.
Yeah, man. Radio science.
Okay.
Just, you know.
Local news. Intel is cutting 12,000 jobs as it confronts the decline in PCs. That's about 11% of the workforce, and they're reorganizing to confront a major decline in sales of personal computers. The company did not reveal how the announcement will affect the Intel facility in Rio Rancho, but the chipmaker said the cuts will include voluntary and involuntary departures from its operations around the world. Hmm. Most of the affected workers will be notified in the next 60 days.
I really hope they don't cut jobs here.
Says they're going to save about $1.4 billion by the time the cuts are completed.
We have a pretty good friend who's having to move to a different state, actually.
No.
It is affecting friendships. It's affecting people we love.
Oh, man, that stinks.
Yeah.
Okay. Other local news, and this is more along the sad things. A middle school student made a gun threat on Facebook. Now the parents are worried. A Mountain View middle school student threatened another student in a Facebook post, said he would bring a gun to school on Wednesday.
Why would you tell them?
Wednesday is today. Rio Rancho Public Schools says parents and students don't need to worry, but the district says staff, school security, and police investigated, and the student has been dealt with. But, of course, I'm sure parents are worried.
No, I'd be worried, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think my kid would be going to school today.
Guys, this makes me so happy. Mountain Air, New Mexico.
That's your neck of the woods.
That's the place that I hated so much for 2 summers in college.
Why did you hate it so much up there?
There's just nothing to do. Like, the week was fun. I worked at a camp, everybody, if you're just tuning in from Santa Fe again and you're completely confused. I worked at a camp in college for 2 summers. It was in Mountain Air.
What did you have to do at the camp?
It was like a
that's
camp
why you ate horses,
for
huh?
at-risk kids.
That's why you hate horses.
That is why.
Oh,
I hate horses.
Thought you said where you ate horses.
No, I've hated horses since I was a kid. My cousins used they barrel race and all that stuff, and so I've
my wife was a barrel racer.
Not a fan of horses. Devil dogs. But anyway, I worked at this ranch, and it was fun during the week when the kids were there. It was like a camp.
Yeah.
But then, like, on the weekends, they would leave Friday morning, and it was just like, and now back to misery.
No.
There was nothing to do.
But horses.
So what?
It's beautiful up there.
With Sarah and Mark up in the Bosque Farms area.
That sounds awesome. I was in Mountain Air, New Mexico.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, the only grocery store in Mountain Air is closing.
You gotta be kidding me.
They will close when everything is sold, but officials wouldn't say why the store is closing. I know why. It's Mountain Air, New Mexico. This is the only supermarket in that community.
Oh.
They have a Family Dollar, but it only provides some basic foods and snacks. Residents will now have to drive to Moriarty or Belen to get their necessities.
That stinks.
Wow. Which is funny, because while I worked there, we would drive to Moriarty or Belen to get necessities. This is what's been happening for 15 years, people.
Yep.
Stupid. Yeah. Michael Strahan is joining Good Morning America.
Dude!
Full-time in September. He'll stay with Kelly Ripa on Live through the summer before leaving the show for good. But just like last time, she'll probably go on with guest co-hosts before they name a permanent replacement. I'm recommending John Stamos.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty good co-host for her.
He would be great.
I thought I thought they always had a good chemistry.
Who?
Michael Strahan and...
Yeah, I thought so, too. It was different.
Yeah, cool. I thought they were great.
But, I mean, he's moving on up.
Yeah, Good Morning America, you're making the real money.
That's the big time.
The Matt Lowry money, the $50 million a year money.
He could make so much money and fill that space between his teeth. Why didn't he get that fixed? I don't know.
Yeah.
I know he's probably like, it's my thing. It is his thing.
If you're just tuning into the show, we're talking about how Michael Strahan is leaving Kelly.
We need to do that every 3 seconds.
Good Morning America.
If you're just tuning in the show, Dex just talked about how we're talking about how Michael Strahan is going to be going to Good Morning America.
And if you're just tuning in right now, Teo's talking about how I said that Good Morning America, Michael Strahan, will be going to Kelly Ripa's house to move on to Kelly Ripa. And
what?
Then there
what?
Goes.
No!
If you're just tuning in,
help me.
If you're just tuning in, Dex is having a stroke
my brain
because
is
we were just talking about how Michael Strahan is moving on.
Oh my gosh!
Wow!
Help me hold
you okay?
me up.
I'm not holding you up.
My
if
face
you,
is
if
starting
you
to
pass
slant.
Out.
I dude, just... I don't think you should make fun of this.
If you're just tuning in, I do not have Bell's palsy. It was.
It was a joke. Is that what you were going to say?
I think I might be having a stroke right now, guys.
Let's see.
Oh, my gosh.
Dex is making another bad joke. Some of you out there have been affected by this.
It's not a bad joke. Here's what it is, guys. On there was a show back in the 80s called 21 Drum Street, okay? And the way that they informed the public about very serious issues, sometimes they made light of it. Sometimes there was a weird criminal that would do something crazy. Mm-hmm. But it always drew attention to the fact that this is a real thing, and it's how you could sniff out and spot it. So maybe you don't know how to identify a stroke. Now
you're
you
just tuning into the show. Steve was talking about 21 Jump Street.
If you're just tuning in, Steve-O was trying to justify a stroke joke that Dex made by 21 Jump Street being an
Those
example.
Those are called strokes.
Good morning.
What?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Woolly!
You're just tuning in. Woolly has just caught us.
Good morning, buddy.
Yeah, I was calling y'all because y'all were going back and forth with the silliness, and it was ridiculous, and I left.
If you're just tuning into the show, Woolly is calling us from Colorado.
If you're just tuning in the show, Dex literally just repeated what I just said.
Hey, Woolly, how's Colorado life?
Man. Oh, it's so good. I literally just let me pause and rewind what I was going to say. I woke up at the time that y'all normally wake up, early, and I went up. And what's wonderful about Colorado is, like, you know, that they don't really have a whole lot of rules on things, which I know some people are like, oh, you get in trouble for stuff. But whatever. I went and watched the sunrise at Red Rocks this morning, and it was really good.
Oh, that's
the sun
good.
Is risen that was... now, and, like, we can say that on days other than Easter. It's really great.
That's awesome.
And so it was a beautiful way to start the day, just take in the sun and all the goodness, and makes you stop. Makes you think about the things you're thankful for, and then once you get down off of Red Rocks and you get your little signal back on your phone again, then you just turn on the Star 88 app and you can listen to your favorite three fellas. And while I was up there, I thought about you fellas.
Thanks, man.
You know, I'm really grateful for these guys because one, they're good dudes, they're friends, they're having a good time on the morning. They're also like pretty excellent like spouses. They're good to their wifeies. And,
well, that's where we've got you fooled.
The jury's still out on that one, but dude,
the second one. But y'all are all dads too. Like y'all are folks that commoners, our younger generation. We're like, who should we look up to in life? Who should we try to model ourselves after? And you know what, y'all are. Real talk, y'all are some of the most consistent voices in a lot of lives in Albuquerque.
Man, Willie, you know how to make us feel good. Thank you so much.
You know what
buddy.
It is? It's that Colorado air that he was smelling this morning on April 20th at Red Rocks.
It's exactly what it was. No, I'm joking.
Obviously, we
that
love you.
It wasn't it at all.
I know. We're just kidding.
Willie, we love you.
Hey, be careful. The roads are crazy in Colorado today, man.
Careful,
it's a national holiday
crazy.
Up there. Be careful.
It is in there. I know. I'm going to study at the seminary.
I was going to say, be
so
careful. Stay in seminary. Yes.
Have a good day, buddy.
See you, man.
Stay in seminary. Avoid the seminary.
What?
It's 420, man, in Colorado.
I know. I get it.
Just go to seminary school.
We got to go to break, guys.
Let's do it.
Hang out with us.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao on Star 88.
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
You know what I'm talking about? Britain's National Environmental Research Council announced a boat naming contest a little over a month ago in an effort to build public interest in Arctic research while there was still some Arctic left to research. Thousands of entries were submitted, and the name Bodie McBoatface got four times more votes than any other name. And well, it should. I believe it is the best name for a boat. Just as the best name for a man is Manny McManface.
The final decision lies with the agency. I don't think they're going to go with Bodie McBoatface.
What? This is terrible. If they overturn this vote, I believe they're Buddy McButtfaces.
He's right. Buddy McButtfaces.
Good morning, everybody.
Stephen Colbert. Oh.
It is 7:14.
High today of 75.
Guys, we got a podcast. You only get a little bit of the show every morning. You can podcast the show. It's very simple. If you have an Android device, we are now on the Google Play app. You can download that to your Android devices and just type in Morning Invasion. If you have an Apple device, we got iTunes. Maybe you don't have any of that stuff and you just want to go to star88.fm. You can get our podcast there. Shout out to all the people that podcast the show. All the subscribers. Thank you so much.
Heck yeah.
Thank you so much. No matter what time you're listening, where you're listening, we love you. You guys can always text the show as well, because we love receiving those texts throughout the day and night. 585-LIVE.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
585-5483. Thank you for being a part of the Text Nation.
Text Nation.
Text Invasion Nation.
Nation.
Across the station.
Persuasion.
Nope.
Okay.
Why?
Let's check the roads.
Traffic!
No accidents to report right now, so be careful this morning. You're doing a great job.
Great job.
Keep it up.
Great job.
Traffic!
Buck will be joining us sometime this morning.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I don't believe it.
Why?
That's what he said.
Because it's Buck.
He called me yesterday and I answered the phone.
Mm-hmm. Were his lips moving when he said he'd be here? He's a liar.
I said, when are you coming in, bro? He's like, okay, I'll come in tomorrow.
No, he's
not. I'll come in tomorrow.
I'm putting him on blast so that he can in turn blast me when he actually shows up today. So that's my actual secret ploy, because I want him to be here. He just doesn't show up because he's all, oh, look at me and my Rolls Royce and my building legacies and real estate. And, oh, I'm just in the game and I'm doing big things. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh. Cool, man. Here's my 99 Subaru. And
well, I hope he shows up so we can talk about the newest adventure that he's on.
Ooh.
I'm talking
Nita.
Big time. I'm talking possible reality TV show.
What?
Yeah.
That already exists, and he gets to be a part of it.
Are you serious?
That's what he tells me.
Okay.
Maybe he's just a little braggerton. I don't know.
Little braggy McBragger face.
Much like McBoat.
Bodie McBoatface. Get it right or pay face. The price.
Big boat
Gosh.
Face. Butt face.
You are terrible at this whole radio
okay.
thing.
I'm posting a link.
It's awful.
Because we're going to really talk bad. About this hot topic. It's all
no
about
pun intended,
death.
Am I right?
It's all about
hot
death.
Hot topic.
Let's see.
Hot. Because when you burn a body, it's hot.
Okay. I get it.
No.
It's
no,
a hot,
no,
yeah.
no.
It took a
no,
lot to
no.
explain, but
cremation,
I
cremation. It's hot.
Thanks, Paris Hilton. What's next?
Let's be sensitive, okay?
Hey, no, because we're going to talk about this, and my dad was cremated. It's one of those situations where, like, I could talk about this. I once dated it. Yeah. My dad was cremated.
Yeah, okay.
I have a horse in this race. I have a stake in this fight.
You do.
I don't know why I have a steak.
That's what kind of is it a prime
well,
rib or
no,
is it?
No. It's a steak because I'm a vampire hunter by night, so that's the terminology we use when we're running around killing vampires.
See,
I have
again,
a steak in this
it.
Fight.
Stop
there you,
it.
There you go.
Stop
explaining
it. You have
another
to stop
joke.
It.
Okay.
Stop
no, it's not
stop
a joke,
it.
Guys.
Stop it.
I just
stop
look.
It. Stop it.
I was inspired
stop
by
it.
Blade. I just love Wesley Snipes.
Oh my goodness.
Everything he does.
There is so
you
much explanation.
Crazy.
I'm
you
in radio
don't
because
jokes.
Of Interview with
you
the Vampire.
Correct my grammar.
I
you
wanted to go into
and
journalism
talk and talk
to
and talk.
Interview.
You pester me worse than my mother. It really annoys me when you do that stuff.
Sorry.
Can we talk about cremation?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because
it's the only way you can truly kill a vampire.
A lot of people and I would even say, what, Christians is probably, I think would be probably pretty surprised on the percentage of Christians that are against cremation.
I'm actually posting an article This is coming from Christianity.about.com. So that's I found a bunch of resources, and this is the one that I felt like we'd probably get
the least, most slack for?
The least crap about, because it was like one was from Canada, and one was like spiritualexperience.org or something.
Well, anytime we talk about this, that's the immediate question. But as a Christian, can we? Because what happens like when Jesus comes back and our bodies are going to, but we're just ashes. Can we not have bodies anymore? What's the deal? It's a real question people have.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
But it's about dinosaurs, so we'll talk about it later.
The reason it came about was our dear friend DJ Bossman Dan came in, and he was asking that real question. Hey, when you guys die someday, what's going to be the thing? Because he's going on vacation in a few weeks, and all of a sudden he's getting all weird and serious.
Is this his first time on vacation? Because I kind of feel like it is. He's getting all prepared, like he's going to die.
He was like drafting up, like working on his will.
Yeah,
him and his wife like put their wills together, and we all had to like hang out with all of them while they signed and like witnessed everything,
which is very smart.
It is.
It really is. That shows his wisdom in life and where he's at. He's younger than us and is already excelling at life way more than we ever.
Yeah.
So yeah, he brought up this great question on cremation and what we thought of, you know, being cremated versus being buried 6 feet under.
I think it's because he's, you know, they're putting their wills together, and it's like, well, it's much cheaper to be cremated than it is to.
It is a lot cheaper.
But what are
your
thoughts on?
Unless you get a coffin from Costco.
You know, on cremation versus da da da. I got to say this: my dad passed away when I was 6 years old, and he wanted to be cremated and have his ashes spread over our property in northern New Mexico, which, by the way, we don't even have anymore. Because when I was like a teenager, I was like, well, we're out of cash. What are we going to do now? Let's sell this land that we had up in Mora, New Mexico.
You guys have a lot of land?
Yeah. And, you know, so my mom had to sell it. And now it's like, what's weird is somebody bought that land, and now my dad's ghost is like, hey, oh, who are you? He turned into the horror movie guy who's now like, you know, just haunting some other person's land. So it's not like the cool Field of Dream story where I was going to build a baseball field and then me and my dad would finally get to play baseball. It's only my dream. My mom sold the land and now he's a horror movie character.
What was it like for you growing up and even and to this day? Your dad was cremated.
Right.
And you don't really have a place that you can go and visit.
That's the one thing. I know that sounds really stupid because as a Christian, I know. And I know where my father is, you know. And scripture tells us to be absent from the body, be present with the Lord, right? So, like, I know that he's not really, like, in the ground somewhere. I know that that's just, it's just flesh and it all burns away anyways. But growing up, you always saw I always reference movies. You always see that like scene in the movie, and it's like, "Dad, I'm at the grave, and I just want to talk to you." Yeah. I never had that stupid life moment because I had nowhere to talk to him.
Hey, there he is.
And as
not your dad, but
I know he's been texting me. I knew he was here. I don't have that. I never had that, and so. Honestly, it was always a reservation I had because my mom and like a lot of my family, they all want to be cremated. They just want to be put in this little jar, and they're like, no, it's cool. Just, you know, put me in this little jar, and I'm just going to hang out here because it doesn't matter because I'm going to be in heaven. I'm like, well, that makes sense. It's cheaper. It's easier for the family. Cool. But then selfishly, I'm like, but I just want to be able to like have that cool movie moment where
I get it.
You know what I mean?
I
don't know.
The only person that I've really, you know, lost in my life is my grandfather.
Yeah.
And he was buried.
Okay.
And he's buried in Missouri. So I've always had this.
You've had the tombstone that you can go to and be like,
yeah,
this is a pivotal moment.
And I've actually had that desire to want to go and visit.
Turning point in my life. It's a pivotal moment.
Pivotal. Yes.
Left, pivotable. Right. Pivotable.
If you guys would like to text the show, weigh in on this little cremation topic.
Just talking light things like, you know, or death.
If you're at work and you're bored, I just posted a Facebook status.
There you go. 505-585-LIVE. 505-585-5483. You can text the show. You can call us right now at 338-3700. Our friend Buck is here.
Hooray!
Yep.
Did you hear me blasting you?
No.
Oh. Well, see, you texted me, so I assumed, like,
Yeah. You heard me, because I said, I'm going to say he's not showing up because he never shows up so that he can blast me when he gets in studio because he's probably actually going to show up.
Yeah, no, I didn't hear that.
How is it, Legacy Builder?
It's crazy.
Yeah?
Absolutely insane. Yeah.
Good. We were talking about being buried versus cremation. And since you're the oldest and going to die soon,
I bet I outlive all of you.
You probably will.
And you've died
with
how many times already?
Cotton candy lungs and your
Okay. Oh, you need to stop. Business
the Lord. Business when call. Death comes a calling, man. Yeah. I mean, you answer.
You gotta
the
pick
phone.
Up.
There's a Grim Reaper.
I just send him to voicemail.
Grim Reaper got a cell phone.
That's right.
So tell us your thoughts on cremation versus being buried.
Well, being that personally, I've experienced a lot of loss in my life. I think, you know, just cook them.
Really?
Yeah, just fry me up.
You never had that, like, see, my dad died when I was young, and he was cremated, we spread his ashes and all that. I don't have that spot, you know what I mean? That stupid, like, movie moment where you go to the tombstone and you're like, Dad, I don't have anywhere to talk.
Do you feel like it would have been...
Maybe
easier
when,
for you?
Maybe when
you
I was a kid. Because like now as a grown-up, I'm like, right, he's in heaven, and I actually can talk to like my heavenly father, which is probably a little more important.
I think as a kid, you know, I mean, I guess I understand that, but I think as you become older and more mature, I mean, especially, in your walk with Jesus, is, you know, it doesn't matter. This doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it really doesn't. And I'm... I'm always looking for a deal anyway.
Right? So, dude, for real. It's so much cheaper.
So, yeah, I mean, especially like, you know, the burden on your family. I mean, you know, and unfortunately, I think a lot of these places out there that deal in this type of business, they really, I don't want to say they prey on your emotion, but, you know, they're not giving you any breaks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're talking about your, they call them vessels, your caskets, you know, your forever vessel or whatever they call
and
them.
They have different packages. You can get the luxury.
You can get the platinum package.
Oh, dude.
You
know?
The gold.
They're expensive.
Silver.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's really stupid.
Unless you go through Costco.
Yeah. That's what I'm... But you got to buy a
can
bowl.
You
have to buy at least
Costco?
Two. You have to buy at least two. You have to buy at least two,
and hey, couldn't you...
They come in two packs.
Like, if you got cremated or something, couldn't you... Like, still be at a place in a graveyard?
Yeah, my grandmother, when she was cremated, they put her urn, whatever, her bowl,
her
you know,
urn.
Like, up in, like, this display case at this mausoleum. Uh-huh. And so it's like, okay. But then it's weird because you're staring at this tiny little, like, I don't know, vase. And you're like, wow.
Well, I mean, you're looking
at
a stone.
My entire grandmother fit inside of that tiny little, you know what I mean? Like, when you're cremated, you realize how small your body really is. This little earthly vessel that God gave us, how crazy and how it's just, I remember when we were spreading ashes and it was like this little like Ziploc bag. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, wow, that's an entire human being.
Mm-hmm. I read a story once on, I really like this website called DIGG.com.
Okay.
And they had a day in the life of a crematorium employee.
Nice.
And this guy was like, you know, just kind of walking you through the day, and it was really interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, it was very, very educational and, you know, pretty interesting. So,
if you guys would like to text the show, it's 505-585-LIVE, 585-5483. A couple people texted in and said, my father was cremated last March. We were supposed to bury his ashes with his wife, which we were told we now can't do. He was in his mom's house for a while. My mom went to jail, and we had to move her stuff. So now he's on my shelf at my house, and I don't like it. So I'm going to move him back to my mom's house, which now is going to go to my grandma's house, now to my aunt's house. Which house would you go to?
What is Bury?
Bury is Burberry.
Isn't that carpet?
Bury.
Oh, that's Berber.
You're saying it like Daniel was saying it.
Daniel said, what did
he said
say?
Cremated and buried. He said, so which one would you guys like better, cremation or being buried? And we were like,
cremated?
What?
What?
None of those.
None of the above.
Buck is hanging out with us right now, talking about cremated.
Cremation.
Cremation.
Not to be confused with claymation. However, dude, that's it! When I die... Cremate me, turn me into claymation, and make a movie about my life.
Weird.
Oh!
I have another question that goes along with this.
Uh-huh.
once your family member dies, do you really have to
honor their wishes? You jerk? So oh my gosh.
Talk about that.
Yeah, my wife's got a pretty odd wish, actually, when she dies, so that her legacy continues in future generations.
I've got a question for you guys. We actually did a phone topic on this one. I think actually you were gone. What's your funeral song?
Oh, dude, we got that for days.
It's a good one.
Coming up.
Yeah.
All right, it's the Morning Invasion. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Primary day in New York State.
President Obama headed to Saudi Arabia.
Kelly Ripa needs a new co-host again.
CVS is offering curbside pickups at their drugstores.
Two members of the Aryan Brotherhood in Mississippi have been convicted of racketeering and murder.
To help discourage teens from using chewing tobacco, the FDA is teaming up with minor league baseball teams, focusing on white teen boys in rural areas.
Last month's average global temperature set a record high.
Deadly airstrikes on two towns held by rebels in Syria.
People have been killed in a large suicide bombing in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul.
Prestigious honors are being bestowed on this year's best in radio, TV, podcasting, internet, and public service journalism, the Peabody Awards.
736.
Hi to Dave 75. I just stole it. He's on the phone. He's not even paying attention. I wanted him to say it this morning. He's never in the studio.
Sorry, that was my tattoo artist.
Okay.
Turn his mic on.
His mic is on. He's just way away from the mic.
It is 7:36.
I haven't been in here in a while. I haven't been invited in for a long time. Okay. 74 degrees, you're high.
Like that's a lie. That's a lie.
74 degrees, you're high.
Can we start? Let's start over.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Just sounds so much better. When
he does sound good.
Hold on. He does.
Hold on. He's got a classic feel to him.
Hi,
today, 74 degrees.
See, I mean, I'll just never be that.
If you're just tuning in, we just did the time and the weather, in case there's any confusion.
And if you're just tuning in, Teo is reiterating what we've done for all of our Santa Fe listeners who are just tuning in.
10-4, copy that.
Let's check the roads.
Traffic!
Let's see. I've said it before and I'll say it again. There are no roads anymore. Did you drive on a road this morning, Buck?
I did.
What?
I did. I drove on a road over here.
But this thing says there aren't any more roads.
Wow. Well, I guess all we have now are interstates.
Interesting.
10-4, copy that.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Buck is hanging out with us.
I am hanging out.
He's back for the morning. You guys can text the show, 585-LIVE, 585-5483. What are they saying on the text line?
Well, a lot, because when we left, we were talking cremation versus being buried.
Cremation.
Buck threw out the funeral song, you know. Buried. Like, and so we've got a ton of comments already.
What are some funeral songs? I'm always curious about that.
We had multiple people with the same sense of humor say the exact same thing. I think we've had three different people text in Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
My funeral song is by a country artist.
Wake me up when September ends.
Classic country artist, Roger Miller. King of the Road.
King of the Road.
King of the Road.
That's a good song.
Thank
Pretty
you.
Good.
Is that real? That's really what you want played at your funeral?
Yeah.
All right. That totally, like...
The fun song.
That fits.
Yeah, totally does.
That's awesome.
I want Graduation by Vitamin C. What? I'm serious. That's the perfect song to go out on. What are you guys laughing at?
You made it funny.
That's good, Dale. That's good.
Oh, man. Yep.
I would have the Jurassic Park theme song. That's what I would have. Acapella style.
Man, when I was like an angsty teenager, it was always Fade to Black by Metallica or To Live Is to Die. That was the last song that Cliff did before he bit the dust. And so, you know, he tracked that out on Injustice for All. Huge fan. Love me some Metallica.
Sounds really stupid.
You're really stupid.
No, you are.
We are talking cremation versus being buried, and somehow made our way into funeral songs. We are gathered here today to honor And remember my bestie. His name was Matt. Some of you know him as Teo.
Teo.
Matteo! You will be missed.
Thanks, man.
Do I get to do the You Googly for your funeral?
Shh, my song's playing.
Oh, gosh, sorry. So rude.
It's my freaking funeral and you're ruining it.
585 Live is the text line if you want to chime in live.
Dex, what's your real funeral song? You can't do the...
I can't follow Teo. It's that.
Why not?
That was great. That's
here,
a great
I'll follow it with
song.
Something serious, and then you'll break it up.
I got another one.
Because talking. I was going to say Tupac Changes, but I don't know.
Turn it up.
Changes.
No. This is your song. No. This is your song.
I wasn't
Dex.
Tupac.
Turn it up.
Oh no!
Oh gosh!
Oh, this is everybody's.
No,
this is everybody's prom song, graduation
yeah,
song.
This was our graduation
and
song.
Funeral song. Yeah. It's interchangeable.
It is not.
This is another one. This is another one right here. This is actually a good funeral song.
Oh yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
this is dedicated to Stephen Christian because for some reason I think this is probably his.
This is his theme song. Anytime he walks in, this
when
used
he walks
to be his
in the room,
this,
we're like, where
it starts
that,
playing on the overhead.
He's got the vibe. Where is that coming from?
Curtis, the movie guy, says "In the Light" by Led Zeppelin.
Nice.
585 Live, if you'd like to text in your thoughts.
You know how you know that's an old video? There's a guy rollerblading down the street.
Yeah, right? Gosh. Kids watching that video are like, Mom, what is this magical contraption?
What's yeah, that?
When's the last time you saw somebody rollerblading?
I haven't.
Go to UNM. Go to UNM.
Really?
There's got to be at
no.
least a, there's got to be somebody.
Man.
It's got to be somebody.
It's all about hoverboards.
Hoverboards are not allowed on the UNM campus.
Oh, that's right.
I saw a video of this cat doing, speaking of death, he was doing a hoverboard on a rooftop.
No.
Like a skyscraper with no ledge.
Did it
like,
start making your stomach all?
Yes. And he had a camera like on his helmet and he was right up on the wow. edge of the building.
That's
and started
hurting my
spinning
stomach.
In circles
you
on, the,
tricks on, those
on the hoverboard.
Wow.
He was spinning and I was like, man, you deserve to die. I said that out loud to my computer yesterday.
585 Live. What is your funeral song? We got another two more people. Another one bites the dust. Two more.
No.
They're not listening, apparently. Pop Goes the Weasel.
what?
Someone in Albuquerque just texted sense. In.
You might as well say the Humpty Dance if you're going to say Pop Goes the Weasel. What is that?
Dude.
I think mine is probably the Electric Slide or the... What's that other wedding
song? The Macarena
song?
Man.
Cha-Cha Real Smooth. That's mine.
Chumbawamba Tub Thumping would be pretty good.
Somebody texted in on the live line in quotes.
I get knocked down. Well, I'm not getting up again.
So tell me what you're gonna do. That's theirs. Just that, though. You singing at their funeral. Would you sing that at their funeral?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You will perform that?
just walk out. So tell me what you got.
That would be amazing. It'd be just as awkward as when you did it in studio.
Yeah, well, everybody got it except you two.
Facebook.com/Star88FM as well. Cremation versus burial. We actually had a lot of people chiming in on this topic for real.
Yeah.
Someone texted in on the live line and said, when my dad died, we buried him in Missouri, but we live in New Mexico. I never feel a desire to visit the grave, but it's been a real struggle for my mom not being able to take flowers more than once a year. Mm. We had someone else say, for them, it means a lot to go to the cemetery and sit at my mom's tombstone. In a sense, I feel close to her. I can take her flowers. I know she's in heaven, but it means a lot to me just to go to her and sit there.
I can understand that.
So another person chimed in and said, dude, I've been cremated and it is not enjoyable.
Thank you for chiming in. We needed an expert opinion.
You can text from the afterlife? Wow.
Here's the deal. I found a resource here, a website. I posted a link to it on our Facebook, and it's actually got like the arguments for and against.
Okay.
So it's funny to me reading this, too, because as much as like most evangelical conservative denominations like harp on, you know, taking everything pretty literally, cremation is a pretty common thing. And if you take it back, cremation is kind of not a good thing according to the Bible. So check it out. Most of the key people in the Old Testament were buried. In fact, it was considered a dishonor to the people of Israel to not receive a proper burial. And then taking it farther, most of the people who were burned to death in the Bible, in the whole Bible, were being punished.
Wow.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of verses. You got like especially in 1 Corinthians. It's like 15, 35 through 55 that kind of is talking about like burial and how it's a picture of, you know, your spirituality and getting raised with Christ and all that stuff. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's long. There's also 1 Thessalonians 4:16, and it's all about how, like, if our bodies are going to be raised again, then they shouldn't be obliterated or cremated. Now, of course, somebody on Facebook totally pointed out, well, God can put us back together either way.
I agree with that sentiment.
Yeah, so
we're talking about
He created the world from speaking.
Everything
just from saying a few words.
He formed us. Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
I wonder what would have happened if Jesus would have been cremated.
Right.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah. I think the same thing would apply.
That's usually what I've been told as far as pastor's response. I talked to a pastor here on campus actually about that very thing, the idea of cremation and your body and if you're just kind of nothing, you know, what's going to be resurrected? But that's our eternal body that will be. And yes, he can, pretty sure, because that means, all right, let's take that argument. Oh, but if you cremate your body, then you don't have a body. What happens to the person, you know, that say it lost their legs in a war or was in a gnarly car accident, lost an arm? Does that mean because of their earthly body, the way that it was?
Aren't we supposed to be getting new bodies anyway?
Right. When they're resurrected, it's like, oh, yeah, you didn't have an arm. Sorry, no arm. You know, it's like, what? No.
No, I had an arm. I was missing a leg.
But that is interesting. Think about it, though, because Jesus's new body had the wounds.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But that's real. I think he had the wounds to show.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know.
I mean, that was our only example.
You think. Be careful when pastors say, I think, because that's not biblical.
That's the only example.
You know he's
got to
be rocking those.
You know, in the whole Bible, that's the one example we have of a new body. Yeah. Now, we know he could walk through walls and appear and, you know,
fly
basically.
Ascend. Yeah.
But he also had the nail-scarred hands. He had the thing in his side. You know, those were identifiers.
Yeah.
So if you lose your legs and you get a new body, will you have your legs?
Well, it seems like those were identifiers because they couldn't even recognize.
The only example we're given still had wounds.
They thought he was a gardener. They didn't even recognize Jesus when he came back. So I think he had to have those identifiers.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, based on what we have, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's pure assumption to say that we're going to get a whole body back.
Do you think one of the disciples actually stuck their finger through the hole? Because I would have done that just to make sure.
Well, yeah, Thomas did. Like, he told him to go ahead, bro.
Jesus
go ahead,
like, and says,
right through the hole.
You have always been
weird.
Do you think when he went to him and he was like, Thomas, I want you, and he went for it, he's like, oh! I'm just kidding. It doesn't hurt. I'm just kidding.
Why would you do that?
You are hilarious. Oh, man.
Again, pure assumption, but I think Thomas was probably terrified.
Oh, yeah.
At the fact that Jesus was right there saying, come touch my side and see if it ain't real.
Yeah, come on,
stick your hand in there.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He's probably, okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, I mean, that's what we have an entire book of the Bible written by a younger brother, James, who that dude didn't believe at all. He's like, my brother is a tool and he is crazy. Oh, he just rose from the dead and he wrote a book of the Bible.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course, speaking on assumptions, that's one take on the book of James. But
so you also found a third option.
Oh, dude. Oh, there's like a fourth and a fifth. Because
Chrissy presented an option
that she seriously wants.
There are a lot
wants.
Of options. Hey, Disney, you can go Frozen.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Let it go.
Yeah, by the way.
Yeah, yes.
We'll talk real estate after the show.
No, you're not.
Do you want to go in and
buy
a mansion at Disney World?
Aaron, look at me. Don't do it.
Hey,
they start at two mil.
I've got a funny story for you. So I hired this new guy. His name's Cody. Great guy.
You can hire people? Why didn't you give me a job?
Exterminator Cody?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
And he was at Disneyland last week, and he ran into the 33 Club.
Ooh.
And he was trying to get in.
Dude.
And Disney security came up to him with their little Mickey-shaped badges, and they're like, sir, this is a private area. We're going to have to ask you to move along.
I stood there for like 20 minutes just watching the people go in and out.
All right, we'll save this when we talk about it.
It's really not all that great. I've been in there.
Stop it. Okay, right,
so,
dude.
Yeah, what are some of the other options besides being cremated?
The thing that I'm so stoked about They're called organic burial pods.
That's exactly what Chrissy just sent
and
me.
And basically, they put you in this thing, and they plant you, and you become a tree.
That's actually...
No, but here's what's creepy about it. Chrissy said, I want you to bury me with the fruit tree so that you can eat the fruit.
Okay, she's a weirdo, though. Okay. Chrissy has always been
a
weirdo.
Get out of here!
Think about it. We grow our own vegetables, right? We have fruit trees in our backyard. Now imagine eating from the tree of Chrissy. No?
Chrissy, you're a weirdo.
I'm just gonna. You should shut my mic off right now.
I don't understand why there would be fruit. Okay, but anyway.
Now, if you could be buried with a fruit tree, what fruit would you want?
An apple.
An apple?
Yeah.
I was thinking
everybody. Never mind.
I forgot.
No, I'm just gonna.
I like Teo's. I want to be a tree. What kind of tree would you be?
Me. Probably like
an oak tree,
a redwood.
Yeah.
No, it has to be something that people could eat from.
No, it doesn't,
dude.
Yes, it has to be a fruit tree.
You're providing nourishment.
You could be an avocado tree.
I would be
you seem avocado.
I would be a redwood, so that it would just get so ginormous that they would have to carve out the bottom so a road could go through.
That'd be pretty cool.
And then every day, which they do,
I know,
to redwood trees. So every day, people would just drive around. They'd be like, "You remember this guy?
His tail.
He's a giant tree now. He said he'd never die. I guess he was right."
Oh, man.
338-3700 if you'd like to call the show. You can also text us at 585-LIVE, 585-5483.
I like figs. Maybe a fig tree.
Now, there are some super conservative denominations in the church that do not allow cremation. And also, if you're a traditional Jew, prohibited under law against practicing cremation.
Either.
And if Islamic faith forbids cremation.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize there was that many Bible verses that talked about cremation.
Talk about burial. They talk about the burial concept. They don't ever reference cremation.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, there are examples. Like, I don't know if it, I think this is a tradition. I don't know if it ever specifically says this is exactly what happened or if this was just kind of passed down through the church. Who was it? Was it Isaiah that was like sawed in half? It's in Hebrews. But that when it's going through the heroes of faith. And it references people getting sawed in half, burned alive, you know, the whole thing. So, and cremation was totally around. It's just in the context, Christianity was born from Judaism, and it was strictly forbidden in Judaism.
Buck, do you remember that time we had a member of the Buck Index Army email us, and he knocked over one of his family members' urns, and he vacuumed up the ashes and put it back in the urn?
That's what I'm talking about.
He got busted. See, there was like little pieces of toenail in there.
Because he put the rest, like the stuff that was already in the vacuum actually went in the urn as well. So he had...
You have to admit, though. When you empty the little, whatever it's called, the vessel that holds your junk from the vacuum, it looks like somebody that was cremated.
Well, yes. I mean, ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
That's what I'm...
That's what ash is. It's just dust that's been burned.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, so what are we talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
Burial versus cremation.
Just to recap, if you're just tuning in.
You know what? You can check it out on the podcast.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. It's like, oh, man.
We're also talking about what funeral song you would want, and we have 21 texts in on the lifeline.
Yeah, we got anything good?
Tubular Bells to creep everyone out.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. That was one of my favorites. A lot of people are just saying, Buck!
Hey! Yeah.
That's not a song. That's propaganda, Jungle Book.
Dude. You remember when Chubbs got his hand back in Happy Gilmore and he was playing piano for Happy at the end in heaven? Yeah, he was restored. So we can take that as gospel that we will be restored with perfect bodies. That was one of my favorites.
Can you imagine how that would look, though?
I got a good one.
I'm thinking about this right now in my head and the whole cremation idea and getting the new body and how it's just going to like come up and come together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's blowing my mind right now.
Funeral song.
What
Imogene Heap?
This is a dramatic song, though.
How about Enigma, Return to Innocence?
Dude, yeah,
that'd be pretty cool.
The whole Pure Mood soundtrack!
Yeah! Guys,
Volume 3.
Pure Moods.
One guy wants the Dallas Cowboys to be his pallbearers so they could let him down one more time.
That guy gets the prize for joke of the day.
That's a good one.
All right.
Congratulations. You just won.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the calls.
Dude, somebody told us.
You know, if you play this backwards, it says like all kinds of crazy stuff. It does, yeah. This is one of the backwards masking songs.
Our creepy friend Brandy said she wants someone to make her ashes into paint so that they can paint a photo with her.
You know, a lot of people actually do that. They'll take their ashes into their tattoo artist. And
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Put me into their skin.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's expensive, though. Somebody chimed in and said my grandfather passed away a couple weeks ago. Cost us $13,000 to bury him.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. That's one of the big practical things.
Is that the average cost?
Way cheaper.
Is that the average cost?
I think the average cost is probably between $7,000 and $8,000 because the box is going to cost you $4,000 or $5,000 by itself.
Can we build our
unless
own?
You buy a two-pack at Costco.
You can go to Walmart, too.
Like, can we do our own? Like, come in and be like, dude, I just want to build my own.
So when we come back, we got points in favor of cremation.
All right. It's the Morning Invasion. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
It is 8:04.
Like today, 74 degrees.
Good morning, Buck and Dex.
Hey.
Take a look at traffic.
It's your buddy.
Traffic!
It looks like Paseo and 25 is pretty stacked up.
Hold on, can I do traffic from here? Because
yeah,
okay. There's a blue dot kind of north, and then there's some orange things kind of to the west.
10-4, copy that.
Some red stuff, just a little section of red.
But there's a lot of red.
Okay.
In that east part.
Yeah, okay.
And then lots of green going down.
Green is good, because that means go.
Green is good. Sorry. That's just how I see traffic from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. There's a lot of traffic congestion going on at 40 and Coors. Let's see. Around UNM on 25 northbound. Also Paseo on 25 southbound. And then way over east side of town.
That's around, probably like Wyoming.
Yeah, Eubank and Wyoming if you're going west on 40. But there is an accident to report on the transition ramp between I-40 West and I-25. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Shout out to the latest texter on our live line who says for their funeral song they would like Yub Nub from Return of the Jedi.
there's some good ones, you guys. 585 Live is our text line. 585-5483. You can call the show 338-3700. And we're talking cremation versus being buried. If you want to...
Oh, so what are the... You said you had some more information on the pros.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were talking about the cons. What are the pros?
These are practicals. Okay, so we talked about the negatives. If you're a Christian, there are some denominations that say you shouldn't be cremated. And they take it back to examples from the Bible. We covered those earlier. Mm-hmm. But practically, cremation is way more affordable. What did we say right before the break? Somebody said it's like $13,000 for a burial right now.
$8,000 to $13,000, probably the average price.
Yeah, I think the average price that you spend is probably between $7,000 and $8,000.
Good grief. So, first one. Points in favor of cremation. Cremation, here it is. Cremation can be less expensive than burial. We just covered that.
Be a good steward of your money.
In certain circumstances, when family members wish to delay a memorial service, cremation allows more flexibility in scheduling a later date.
Okay.
So you don't have to, get that thing in the ground before it starts stinking. The idea of allowing the body to decay in the ground is offensive to some people. A quick, clean disposal by fire is sometimes preferred. And then the deceased or family members may wish to have the cremated remains placed or scattered in a significant location. While this is sometimes an important reason for choosing cremation, additional considerations should be made first. Will there also be a permanent place to honor and memorialize the life of the deceased?
Yeah, in your heart.
For some, it's crucial to have a physical marker. Steve-O was saying earlier that when he was a kid, he would have liked to have had a physical marker.
Heck yeah.
To be able to go visit and, stuff like that. So it would be a place that would mark the loved one's life and death for generations to come. If the cremated remains are to be earned, it is important to consider where and by whom they will be kept, as well as what will happen to them in the future. For this reason, it may be preferable to have the cremated remains interred in a perpetual care cemetery.
Okay.
Somebody, I can't remember how long ago, it was probably about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, here in Albuquerque, it was one of our listeners, somebody broke into their house and stole their little safe that they had. And I don't know if you remember this or not.
But I remember this, yeah.
Inside of the safe were the remains of this person's mother. And they just wanted their mom back.
Exactly. And when I first started, this was, a couple months ago? Remember the other local story? The couple that was traveling through Albuquerque. They weren't even from here. They stopped at a Walmart. Somebody stole all of their stuff in the car, and which happened to be their son who just passed away. Yeah.
They were just passing through. Did they try to file kidnapping charges?
Okay, bro.
He can't get fired because he's a guest.
That was a good
joke. Dude, we just got to text somebody. There's a company.
That sucks.
There is a company that will print your ashes on a record.
That's pretty sweet.
With any music of your choosing.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm doing.
It would be the creepiest music I could imagine.
Haunted Mansion playlist from Disneyland.
No, I mean, it would be like the soundtrack of The Ring, you know, or something like, or The Shining. Mm. Oh, God.
They also have it where you can actually take your remains and shoot them into space.
Yes!
In a little pod.
So you can be a rocket man.
Death pods.
Rocket man.
My most incredible guitar player friend. He said he has to be buried. Has to be buried because
why?
He wants the Tetris theme song playing as his casket is being lowered. Bing, boom, boom, bing, bing, boom, 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 boom.
And then, in the ultimate fit of irony, his casket flips up and doesn't fit. And the heavens open. It's like, game over.
Hey, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, go ahead, man.
Oh, sorry. Can't bring you guys talking about what's going on in there. No, I was just calling because I personally don't think that it matters which way it happens, because I know that God's going to put us back together. But I read an article a couple of weeks back that talked about some cremation place in El Paso that was giving people like wrong ashes and like deporting the bodies to like other states for medical purposes.
Yeah,
so it kind of made me think that it'd be nice to probably just be buried, so that they know that it's me that's that's being.
But what does it truly matter, sir?
What does it truly matter?
Yeah.
Well, for my relatives, I mean, if they want to see me, you know, like actually going in the ground or know that it's me that they're honoring, you know, not
not just some, you know,
just some piece of wood or.
I don't know if this is true or not. I was always told that when they cremate a body, that you are actually mixed in with other bodies.
Well, you're not mixed in with other bodies.
They just give you
But in the article that I read on Dig, there could be remnants of other people in there with you.
Thank
you. It's like a chocolate vanilla swirl.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Then I was correct.
You know what? It's like, I don't know. It's like trail mix. You got a little bit of everything in there.
There could be some cat bones in there.
You know what? There could be, because a lot of these crematoriums do pet cremations as well.
Bury me with beans.
That's true.
Oh, my gosh.
There could be some food in there. Maybe one of the workers like, oh, my burrito. I'm not getting that out. That's staying. It's biodegradable.
Yeah. Can you really trust these people that work at the crematoriums, really? I mean, I don't know.
Well, you guys let me know when
You can take this conspiracy talk as far as you'd like.
But
I mean,
does it really matter?
Dude, like, that's what I'm saying.
It's like, does it really matter if there's like, you've got the trail mix going? Like, everybody likes marshmallows in their cereal. You know what I mean? So if there's a little something extra in
there.
As long as my family member
is in there, then you're okay.
A lot of food parallels.
You know what? As long as you don't know, it doesn't matter.
That's it. Dude, who cares? I don't know.
Okay, check it out. Listen to this. Cremation. I actually found an article on NBC News that says it's one of the hottest trends.
Okay.
You want to know something funny? I actually thought about trying to figure out how to get into that business because it seems like there'd be low overhead. I mean, you just have to have...
Okay, but check it out. Here's a price breakdown, okay? The average cost, this is the average, so right in the middle of a funeral today is about $6,500, including the typical $2,000 or more cost of a casket. Add a burial vault, and the average jumps to around $7,700. Cremation, average cost... $1,600, including a memorial service.
Wow, that's yeah. not bad.
That's a huge price gap.
It is. Good morning.
They're gonna put me with Walt Disney's cryogenic frozen brain.
Hey, Mickey!
Wow, Mickey!
Hey, Mickey Mouse. I actually heard that you have a special crew at Disneyland that actually. Cleans up all of the dead ashes because people like to spread their family's ashes all over Disneyland. So you have a crew that actually is in charge of cleaning that up.
We do have a crew that does that. It's pretty morbid that we have to have that, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do to keep it. All the kids happy.
all the kids. Dude, how would you feel like, what if that was your family member's final wish? Is like, hey, I love Space Mountain. I want, like, as the ride is going, you just go, whoop, just tilt it. See, and let me fly in the wind.
and make sure you're in the front seat.
Yeah. Everybody, you got
it nailed. Behind you, just
I feel like if I asked my parents to spread mine on a ride, like spread my ashes on a ride, I'd be like, can you just make it cool? And then my dad would go, I got you. And it would be Carousel of Progress, which is the most miserable ride at Disney World.
Good to hear your voice, Mickey.
See you later, guys.
Later, buddy.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. If your wife or husband or family member asked you to... spread ashes at Disneyland, or hey, I want you to climb to the top of that mountain and I want you to spread my ashes off a cliff. Would you?
That was
honor
my dad's
that?
Final wish.
Do you have to honor those wishes?
Yes,
do you have
to? Dude.
What if it's a crazy? What could you say? Sure, I'll do it for you, and then not do it.
Are you kidding me?
They're dead.
No, because then you permanently will not have closure. I'm serious. Thinking about it, like practically and honestly, if my mother was like, "Hey, I never had a chance to visit Madagascar. I want you to take my ashes to this remote."
Seriously,
area, be like. Heck yeah, bro.
But they're not... That's stupid, because they're not... she's
it's
not going to be visiting
her.
Madagascar.
Like, honestly, it's not for her. It's for you, because
what?
You're like, I'm
what if they're
I
just
doing
you know
this.
What if they're just punking you, and when you get to heaven, they're going to be like, did you really go to Madagascar?
Really?
You're
never,
so dumb.
I never even mentioned that. Yeah. I never even mentioned Madagascar, you idiot. I would... Yeah, I feel like you would have to, because... More, just as much it is for the person who has passed away, you are left going, oh man, and there's no closure, and I feel like that would be a great way to honor your family member and go, you know what, we're gonna do this one last ride together.
Would you rather have your dad in an urn though that you could actually go?
No, because that's weird to me. I'm but sorry for everybody who has their parent on.
My
dad sat in a little cardboard box on a shelf for years.
That's weird.
Cardboard box.
That's just
that's what they
weird.
Give them to you. Unless you give them something to put them in.
Well, why didn't your mom put them in an urn or something?
They're expensive. That's like a $4,000 urn.
Can't you just put them
like
in a jar
Folgers
or something?
Can.
I don't
Big
know.
Lebowski?
Cookie
no.
jar?
A cardboard box? That just seems a little...
Well, they put them in a plastic bag. They put them in like a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, it's like
the
with the twist
box.
Tie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nana Jo got her cat cremated, and I remember seeing the box.
That's weird.
It was probably the same box that they do with human beings.
So. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Have you guys had Nana Jo in here yet on the show?
We had her show up and drop off Caleb's backpack, or pick up Caleb's backpack, because, it was pretty fun. She got lost, and it was chaos.
Man, now all I'm thinking about is what ride I would want my ashes spread on.
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain.
Really?
That way everybody gets off and they look like they're covered
the
in mud.
The best part, it would have to be like, okay, do not open up my ashes until you hit the big drop when they take the photo. And everybody's just like with ashes all over them. Like
their mouth is open and stuck to their tongue.
You're like,
I want you to throw my ashes at the abominable snowman
on
the Matterhorn.
Yes. Yes.
Good morning.
Morning, boys.
Hey.
It's Myers.
Hey, Myers. Dave Myers.
Who?
What's going on?
Dave Myers. What's up, buddy?
Hey, so when my dad died, he wanted to be buried, or his ashes spread, in the Hamas Mountains, right? So we went up there, had like a little picnic, and it was this somber, solemn, you know, obviously type of moment. And so me and my brother, we went out there, and we just kind of looked at each other. We opened up his little urn, and we spread the ashes, and then the wind kicked up.
No.
All in your face.
Blew it right back in our face.
Oh, see, that would be my luck as well, because I think if I went to spread somebody's ashes, it would be that scene where they all just blow back in your face.
Yeah, Big Lebowski.
Totally. We were spitting it out of our mouth.
Dad, you taste terrible.
And then we kind of just, you know, laughed about it the rest of the time. It was so weird and awkward, but it was awesome and hilarious all at the same time. So
yeah. Do you think is it really a big deal to honor their wishes?
You know what? It was absolutely for me. Okay. Absolutely.
All right.
Has to be. It's a huge deal. You are heartless.
Yeah, well.
Thank you, Myers, for being an amazing human being and having a soul.
Thanks, Dave.
Oh, sorry, Dave.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, the heartless one just hung up on you.
Yeah, that's his new thing. Just get used to it.
Gosh.
338-3700.
Brett the Hitman Heartless over here. Am I right? Okay, sorry. That was bad.
Good morning.
You watch wrestling, don't you?
I do.
I love wrestling.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lima Charlie, my friend. Loud and clear.
Oh, okay, great. I wasn't sure if you could hear me or not. Are you guys still weighing in on cremation and burials?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we just moved that. On.
Are you calling in on a landline, sir?
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, sorry, that sounds phenomenal.
Can I say one thing about that?
Please.
Absolutely.
I've got several relatives that are buried here in town going back to like the 1800s.
Wow.
And I don't think that it's either wrong or right to get buried or cremated, but it is something to know that you go to their final resting place. And like in the situation with my grandfather and my great-grandfather, I can actually go to the place where they were last, you know what I mean? And it helps in times when you're reflecting on your life and having a place to go visit. So I was going to go on the side of what Steve-O said and having a marker or something to visit. And then, like I said, if you're buried there, then you're in their final resting place.
Yeah. Don't you think, okay, now not everybody would get this opportunity, but the people that know that they're about ready to die, don't you think that they should ask family members, well, what do you want? Do you want me to be cremated?
Yeah, that's exactly buried? What somebody who's dying wants to talk about.
Why not?
Hey,
those are important things to talk about.
What do you want
about?
Me to do with your leftovers?
Yeah, exactly. That I would want my family to not have to spend a ton of money.
That's one of the things that I want to say that's probably wrong with this society is back in like my grandmother's times when she passed away, she had it all in place. You know what I mean? As people thought about that stuff beforehand, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what's going to be the easiest for you guys? Would you like to have an urn? Would you like me to be buried somewhere? That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. You know, now they have these things. They have these forever memorial sites on the internet. And I think you pay like $49.99 and you forever are placed there. So there's like a memorial. So you can always go back to that place, that digital place now. Oh. And I mean, I know it's not the same. But
no, but it's something, because I'll tell
you
what.
That's kind of... One of the other things that I wanted to say about that is going forward into the future, we talked about perpetual care and all that kind of stuff, but none of that stuff really exists because several hundred years into the future, nobody cares anymore. Mm. Nobody
cares. Oh, man.
Breaking up.
I thought you were on a landline.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
So having a marker, having something, it jogged my memory. When I was in high school, when I was a freshman in high school, I went to NIMI, New Mexico Military Institute. And I went there because my dad went there. He was a graduate, I believe, in 63. And so my mom wanted me to go there. And I used to love going out before taps because they would play taps at the end of the night, right? And then that was like the good night call, you know, every night at the military school. Well, they had markers in different places and near the alumni area. I don't even know if it's still there. It's probably not because it's changed so much in the years since I've been there. But they had names of everyone who had graduated at different times or people we had lost. And my dad's name was inscribed on a piece of stone at NIMI.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And I used to love going out there and I would just sit out there. And like, he wasn't buried there, but it was literally just
a
memorial.
Yeah.
It was truly just his name being out there. And I would hang out there and I was a freshman in high school. So, you know, crazy, but I loved having that. And I think it is important, you know, because you don't care because you're like, yeah, I don't care. I'm dying. I'm gone. I'm out. But you're leaving behind, hopefully, a legacy. And we're about building legacies. Buck, what's that email address?
I had nothing to do with that. I want everybody to know.
We know.
I'm just sitting here he's just minding my own P's and Q's.
Buck has already sold like four homes since he's been on the air.
just getting emails.
No, but really, that's what it's about. It's that next generation and the generation after that, you know? And I think they're it's so vitally important. My mom, already, everything's planned out. Everything's planned out. And she's always like, when I die, baby, you don't have to worry about anything because here's where and this is what I want and this, that, and it's all prepaid for. And
I think that's great.
And we should be conscious about and aware of that because
Just like Daniel, our boss, you know, he came in a couple days ago and he wanted a couple of us to sign his wills because he's going on vacation. And we kind of looked at him all weird. Wait, you're just going on vacation? Well, he's preparing, yeah. You know, just in case.
He's younger than all of us, and he's like, got my will.
You never know. Something might happen.
For my death. We're like, oh.
You know,
I've got a cemetery plot.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's cool. Where are you going to be? Or do you want to not say on the air?
I don't know. It's Well, both my brothers are over at Sunset Memorial Park.
Okay, yeah.
And I've got a little spot over there by them. Okay. I don't think I'm going to use it.
Do you ever go over there?
Not anymore.
No, but you used to?
I used to.
Yeah.
But that was back in my old days when...
That's it.
You know, I was a different person.
Yeah.
Before Jesus.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I have a couple friends buried out there, and same thing. I used to go out there all the time, but it was... You know, I would say BC as well, because I'd go out there and be drinking.
Yeah, drinking and doing drugs.
Oh, man, I miss you, bro.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave behind. Number one, I don't care if I'm buried or cremated. I don't care.
Right.
But if somebody wants to go to all the trouble of burying me, I'm gonna leave behind the most difficult instructions possible. It will be completely impractical to bury my body. And then that way somebody can spend a lot of money and waste a lot of time.
I need to be buried with a monkey?
Straight up. It's going to be like, I need you to bury me under First National Bank, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, like beneath the foundation.
Right. Next to Jimmy Hoffa.
Good luck. Oh, I need it to happen, or I'm going to haunt you forever.
Dude, yeah. I know we're coming up against a break, but I have a question, and I just don't know what to do. A good friend of ours just texted in and said, we actually have a cremated cat in a little white urn on our shelf, and I'm sure you're stunned to hear this about us.
Nope.
Now, the question is, do I ever go back to their house again?
Who is it?
Or, I don't want to say on the air, Darla. Darla, that's weird!
I knew it!
It's weird, man!
No, I thought you were going to say it was the Josette.
No, she's a dog.
She'd find a way to keep that animal alive.
Our girl Darla, her and Jason are cat people.
Let me just say something right now, all right? There's no need to be buried somewhere if you leave a legacy for your family.
Oh my gosh.
What's that? What's that website, Buck? What's that website?
Oh my goodness.
That was great.
Buck is hanging out with us this morning.
Buy me a house, Buck.
Oh, dude, come on. We got to talk about this because Elvis is buried in his own backyard. Would you buy a house from Buck if the previous owners were buried in the backyard?
Heck yeah. Why not?
Get a discount, baby.
You could make an awesome garden right on top
of
that.
Yeah, you could.
Just building legacies.
Nice.
What's that website, Buck? What's that website?
Also coming up, a Whiskey Tango, Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
It will change your life.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going to be buried.
Next level, guys, on the way.
Tao has your headlines.
Maybe.
It's coming up next. Hang out.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
What's going on in the news today?
Primary day in New York State.
President Obama headed to Saudi Arabia.
Kelly Ripa needs a new co-host again.
CVS is offering curbside pickups at their drugstores.
Two members of the Aryan Brotherhood in Mississippi have been convicted of racketeering and murder.
To help discourage teens from using chewing tobacco, the FDA is teaming up with minor league baseball teams, focusing on white teen boys in rural areas.
Last month's average global temperature set a record high.
Deadly airstrikes on two towns held by rebels in Syria.
People have been killed in a large suicide bombing in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul.
Prestigious honors are being bestowed on this year's best in radio, TV, podcasting, internet, and public service journalism, the Peabody Awards.
I'd like to thank everybody for the Peabody Award that I received last week.
Me too.
Did you start your podcast yet, Buck?
No.
I'll
no.
talk.
I'm working on. Talk. No, I'm working on that other radio program that we talked about.
Mm. Awesome!
Buck hanging out with us. By the way, it's 8:37.
By the way, the high today is going to be 74 balmy degrees.
Ooh, balmy.
Feel free to use that whenever you'd like, Steve. Oh.
Balmy.
Balmy.
You can call me Steve.
In balmy.
Yeah. You can call me Steve in. Oh my gosh, another traffic report. Who even cares about traffic?
It's nice and green out there.
Yeah, it's looking all right. There is a lot of road work all around the city, though, so you guys be careful. There are off-ramps closed. Okay, we have an accident to report at Central and Pennsylvania involving a bicyclist.
Ooh.
That's not good. So you guys look out, be careful, watch for other people traveling. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
338-3700 if you'd like to call the show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's James on the West Side Commute.
Ah! What? White Knuckle James? Commute!
It's the West Side Commute now. I got a different job.
Yeah!
That's cool.
Congratulations.
The West Side Commute kind of sucks at this hour, so
there's
I
so much construction.
Although that just means you get to listen to us for longer.
Mm. Yeah, a little bit longer.
That was creepy. So, all three of you in unison.
Quiet, funeral clown.
Wow. Hey, don't categorize me with Matt Beetlejuice.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, guys. Today, about 6 or 7 years ago, my wife's father passed away. And
sorry
and
for your loss.
I know, I'm like,
pause for a dramatic effect.
She was really sad this morning when I was leaving for work, and I'm trying to think of ways to comfort her and talk to her about these kinds of things. And I turn on the radio station. You guys are talking about death, and so I was like, hey, I should call in and ask them what I should tell my wife.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Wow.
Don't put that on us.
What you should tell her?
Yeah, like what
you know what?
I,
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hey, listen. You're her husband.
Yeah.
All right? You know James. Your wife better than any of us could possibly know her.
True, buddy.
So you know how to comfort your wife.
You better
so pull up your husband pants, act like a man, and
yes.
comfort your wife.
Oh, Buck, I'm so glad you're here. Dear nah,
isn't that genius?
Yeah, he's got a really good point, because we don't know her at all. What do we, you know, like, give her a hug?
I mean, I appreciate you calling in, but come on, dude, that's your wife. You know her.
Well, and I think sometimes we feel like we got to say the perfect thing in a certain situation so that, you know.
Just be there.
Be there. Just be there.
Just be there.
Because I'll tell you what, if it's not sincere, if you're just trying to come up with something, it's going to fail. And people see right through it, especially if they're going through something like that.
Also,
sometimes it's better to just shut up.
If she's anything like my wife, ice cream goes a long way.
Yeah, dude.
the reason I'm asking is because my family hasn't really experienced a whole lot of death. I haven't had a lot of friends or family members that died, and
totally
so I don't really understand where she's coming from.
I gotcha.
Yeah. No, I can relate
so
to that.
Kind of a weird thing for me.
Let me explain something to you. A lot of times, you know, when somebody dies, you have everybody that are off. They offer these platitudes. They're in a better place. There's no more suffering. Blah, blah, blah.
Which
are real things. But I mean, you know what, man? Sometimes people just want to be sat with.
Yeah.
And that's it, you know, and just know that somebody is there for them.
Buy her an Xbox One and just sit on the couch next to her and say, baby, I didn't want to say stupid things, so I'm just gonna hook up this video game system and sit by you.
Don't say that.
Don't do that.
No, don't.
All right,
no?
Don't do that.
I just feel like, okay.
But thanks for reaching out to us. I know.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be harsh with you, man. I'm just saying, you know what? You know your wife.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Just go love your wife.
Check it out.
Love on her.
Death is a part of life. And you said how long has it been?
Like 6 or 7 years.
6 or 7 years.
See, and the first time you said like 5 or 6.
He said six or seven.
No, he said 6 or 7.
I feel like maybe you should know.
At
you know what I mean? That's her father. I'm just saying.
Well, I get it if you're coming from a place where you haven't dealt with a lot of death, but it's part of life, and everybody deals with it differently. So that's why we're saying you know your wife. I guess it's a very sad thing. You just help her along with it and be there for her.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Now, Tam, quit texting me and telling me we're being insensitive.
Oh, gosh.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. So I have a kind of cool story that kind of goes along with this. My grandfather wanting to be buried in a specific place. I think so. So my grandma died.
Did you say Pacific or specific?
Either.
Okay.
It wasn't near the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, okay. I was asking. I didn't know.
Sorry. So my grandma died, and my grandpa, he waited a few years, and then he did the whole sell all that he had thing, and he moved to Uganda, Africa, and he was a missionary for a while.
Oh,
there.
Cool.
And he brought up a bunch of churches, a few orphanages that we, in fact, actually still support to this day. And so he did all that, but about 3-4 years into his ministry over there, he caught a malaria, and he ended up going down hard for it. And it just happened that my dad was there when that happened. So he was incredibly sick. He was at the hospital. He was, and it was the last thing he said to my dad. But he said, or my dad was telling him, "We're going to get you." Or after you pass away, we're going to get you on a plane and take you back and bury you next to grandma. Well, my grandpa said, "No, I don't want that. I want to be buried here." My dad is trying to argue with him and ask why. And my grandpa finally says, "Well, do you think there's any chance that God will let me stay here and preach a while after I'm resurrected?" Mm-hmm. And so dad said, "Okay, we'll let you do that." So he's there in the hospital with him, and my grandpa goes brain dead, essentially. They can't find any signs of life in him except his heart just is still beating. They take him to a MRI machine.
Yeah. Gotcha.
They take him to an MRI machine to certify that he's dead. They put him in the machine, zero brain waves, nothing. And then all of a sudden, he moves inside the machine.
Wow.
So the people there take him out real quick. He's asking them to pull the tube out of his mouth, as they do. And he sits there and he preaches to them for a little bit. And then he thanks them each for all the hard work they've done, for helping keep him alive for a little bit. And then he goes back to sleep.
What? That's crazy.
That's crazy, man.
So and then that was the okay to take him back and bury him next to grandma, right? Because he got to preach a little while longer there in Uganda.
Well, kind of. So we, so they decide, or they know a guy who has a plot of land. They decide to bury him there. And my dad's going to have this small little funeral with a couple friends that he knew there in that town. And they get there. And they start digging, or a bunch of people show up to start digging the whole thing. And by the time they're ready to put the casket in, there's, he said it was like 700-800 people.
Wow.
Gathered around from all
That's
over
pretty
the area.
Cool. That's incredible.
From everywhere my grandpa had gone and preached and all. And it's this thing, he had had this crazy impact over just like 3 years. And still his heart, even when he wanted to die, was to still preach over there. And so we honored his wishes and put him over there in Uganda. And it's a cool little thing that
that's
I
really cool.
Dude, you bring up a really interesting question, though, because imagine, if you will, a family member who maybe, you know, has it all pre-planned. I want to be buried here. I want to do a certain thing. And then, as you mentioned, grandfather gets malaria. You know, what if a family member, an older family member who has planned for, you know, 30 years, like, I want to be buried next to my spouse. I want this. I want that. This is exactly what I want. And then right before they pass away, maybe they have this, because malaria, it can bring about crazy fevers and hallucination type things. And so your family member, right before they pass, says, no, complete change of plans. I want you to A, B, C, and D. What do you honor? Do you honor that moment, or do you honor what they wrote down for the last 20 years of their life? Because that's an interesting thought / question, you know? Because obviously it worked out incredible for your grandfather, but it does bring up an interesting question.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's all circumstantial.
Yeah.
One completely made sense. There was a strong reason for it.
Amen.
I think that's why my dad argued with him.
Yeah.
Because he already had a plot bought next to my grandma. So it was all set up, but circumstantially, this made sense, and it made sense why he wanted to do it and why he wanted to be there, and he had such a strong connection with these people that it was. I think circumstantially, case by case,
you'd know if your family member was crazy or if they were hallucinating.
Yeah, if it was something out of character, then maybe don't. But yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. Great story, man. That's one thing I think about sometimes, you know. My funeral, I hope I have at least a few people there. I mean,
I'll be there.
Thank you.
I'll be dead after you.
That's two. Can I have three?
Buck, will you be at his funeral? Ah, you'll be gone. Never mind.
No, I'm going to outlive him. Look at him. I'm going to outlive him.
What? Guys, I'm going to be...
Look at me.
I'm not going to die before any of you.
Having Buck straight in studio gave me a new idea for what I want. The Vape King over here, Darth Vapor, hanging out. Buck, when I die, I want you to turn me into
cotton
candy vape, and I want you to vape me.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll totally do that.
All right. If a family member seriously wanted you to turn them into a tree so that you could eat them, like my wife said, or like a fine scotch so that you could drink them, would you drink or eat your family member?
Yeah. My brother and I used to kind of joke about that, and then my brother died, and it's like, plant an apple tree over there, you know?
Did you eat one of your brother's apples?
No, they wouldn't let us plant the tree.
Oh, okay.
Sunset Memorial Park is very strict.
Hey, none of that, kid.
But would you? Sure. Would you bake an apple pie with your brother?
No.
If the apple tree was buried by them?
Yeah.
Or
that's
grown
weird
by
and
them?
Gross.
Sure.
But I mean, there's like pods now where you can go, hey, man, make me an apple tree.
Make me
that
an
seems
apple
like,
tree.
I mean.
Is it cannibalism? Is that what you're asking?
Pretty much.
I don't know because, you know, there's a serious trend where, you know,
it's
back when, Jack was born, 12 years ago. It was like, you got to keep the placenta, and then you turn it into
that's
a tree.
That's some dirty hippie nonsense.
Well.
Good vitamin D, bro.
If you've ever had any of our apricots from our backyard.
I haven't.
What's up, bro?
We call them...
I have not.
I want to hear this.
I have not had the apricots.
No. Wait. What do you call them? I want to hear it.
What do you call them?
Jack,
I want to hear
Jack
it.
Apricots?
Jack apricots?
What did you just say next? What did you just say?
Ow. I can't.
I'm going to get you guys so good.
I couldn't do it, but Buck was on the right track. Jack Pricots.
Jack Pricots.
Jack.
Guys, that's
Jack
weird.
Jack Pricots.
It is
Jack Pricots.
Okay, these pods, they're not for fruit trees. They want to make a sacred forest. Look at
dirty,
this.
Dirty hippies.
Standard sacred forest.
That's pretty cool.
It's called my wife a dirty hippie, sir, and I take offense.
One more call, and then I really want to move on.
I eat those apricots all the time.
Jack Pricots, man. You love it. See? See?
Good morning.
We're talking about life, man.
Dude, this is disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, I was going to say that Buck really brings like a refreshing common sense point of view to the show this morning, but I got to take that all back.
Wait, how am I? I'm not.
You're the one that likes eating apricots.
Steve-O said it. That's Steve-O's line.
That's right. That's right.
Steve-O, dude. Those some things you just shouldn't share, brother.
Oh, sorry, man. Sorry.
Let's do it. Love you guys. Have a good morning. Later.
That's funny.
So we got a call in or a text in on the live line, 585 live. If you want to chime in and text us, someone says you always honor whatever their last moment wishes are. This is their quote. I always say I want pancakes. When I get to the restaurant, I always order French toast. So you can say you want one thing, but...
Thebes just said you should have called them Placenticots. That sounds like a Decepticon.
That's disgusting.
All right.
Can I make an executive decision that we get away from
I think we need to keep bringing it up.
Talk.
Yeah. No, just keep on going.
One more call. Good morning.
You guys are hurting my business.
Good morning.
It's a legacy.
Good morning.
It'd be a good legacy.
Hello? Are you there?
Thanks for calling.
Hi. Hello.
Yo, yes.
What's up, guys?
What up,
hey,
boy?
What's his name, Buck?
Yeah.
Buck. Your microphone is super loud.
Yeah, I don't
know. He doesn't have control of that.
That's Dex.
Hey,
that's
like Dex. I'm just saying, I want to give a little bit of advice to that guy who his father-in-law passed away.
Yes.
He just needs to get his wife a really nice card. Get her some flowers, And then just talk about the good times, man.
There you go.
Talk about the good times.
Yeah, with the with
his
father-in-law.
That's great advice, really, yeah. Poor boy. That's great advice.
Good stuff, buddy.
And then, hey, have you guys seen that thing on, I think it's for Amazon. That little thing, I mean, it can be like if you want to buy some game, you just push the button and it automatically orders it for you.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
A terrible
if you want to buy, it looks like a USB card. If you want to buy something, you just hit the button and it orders it for you right away.
I got one of those tattooed on my hand and my forehead. It's pretty neat.
No, that's the mark.
Is that
the
different thing? I thought it was Amazon.
I'm going to dive into Revelation there, but no.
I thought it was Echo.
It's not Echo.
Ah. Well,
thanks,
I got
news. And then to end it all, I would smoke my dad in a tobacco pipe.
Okay.
All right, guys, I love you. All right, I love you, too. Yeah. You know, we're like pseudo joking, but they're like researching this today. People really do that.
No, I
mean,
know.
What? You can really pack your parent in a tobacco pipe
and smoke them.
Yeah,
you can tattoo
it's
their
put
ashes.
Dad in your pipe and smoke it.
Boo!
Of all days.
I didn't even mean
happy for.
Oh, dude! As I always said, my dad is my best bud. Am I right?
420 joke. I'm sorry.
Studio at star88.fm. There have been drug jokes, Mark of the Beast jokes.
This is just ridiculous.
The whole show has been about burying people and then eating stuff.
Oh,
and
man.
We're sorry.
Hold on a second.
I feel like we have dipped down into jock territory.
What is this that's on the computer? Hold on a second. Hold on.
Attention, potential broadcasters. Oh, this radio station is looking for a morning show.
Oh, what?
We have now sucks, and the management is looking for people who suck less.
Okay.
If you have any experience at all, if you've ever been a professional broadcaster, if you've ever owned a radio, you're qualified. The preferred candidate will have their own professional collection of fart sound effects. Endless personal stories that have no point. Strong opinions on subjects they know nothing about. Bad coffee breath. Endless complaints and demands. Funny dents in their hair due to the wearing of headphones. And above all, lots of radio station t-shirts. So, if you feel this sounds like don't bother applying. Simply drive to the station and begin working immediately.
Okay.
So, what are you waiting for? Start your new career today. Radio. It's not just a job. It's a really easy job that our morning show takes for granted.
We gotta go to break.
Oh, that's Studio at star88.fm.
All right, we'll be back. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on star88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us. 9:05.
Your high today, 74 degrees.
Nice. No accidents to report. Pretty easy going. Don't forget, earlier there was an accident at Central in Pennsylvania involving a cyclist. That's your look at traffic.
We're done talking cremation.
Done?
Done talking death.
Done
talking death.
You sound like the Ding Fraser Dunn guy right now.
Done talking death. Welcome to the show.
Have you seen that?
Well,
yeah, why don't you sing it, Buck?
Ding Fraser Dunn? No, I'll let you look it up on your computer and listen to it on the break.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, hashtag God loves truckers too, by the way.
Okay.
What? That's the new trend. It's happening. We just got a text in on the live line. You guys are hilarious this morning, literally driving a semi on 2 hours of sleep. Thanks for your morning show topic today.
Please pull
over. Hashtag God loves truckers too.
Go to sleep, friend.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad he's texting and driving that giant machine.
And make sure, sir, hey, truck driver, make sure you get proper exercise while driving, because Bell's palsy
stop it right now.
You're a jerk.
That's why Sylvester Stallone and Over the Top had that thing in his truck where he could work on his biceps.
No, that was for his arm wrestling.
Also, for Bell's palsy.
Please quit watching old movies like
Sylvester Stallone had it bad. Man. another guy named Aaron Buck Burnett, friend of mine, passed away recently. Bell's palsy.
Right here.
What? What? This is
Bell's palsy doesn't kill you.
Had a great, great life. Left behind a wife.
What is happening?
Three amazing kids.
Four kids.
Yeah. Four kids, sorry. And Bell's palsy had just attacked him out of nowhere. I came into work one day, and boom, his face was just, half of his face was on the floor.
To be fair, he said three amazing kids. So he just basically said one of your kids wasn't amazing. He didn't say you only
sorry,
had
Trey.
Three kids.
Sorry.
He said three amazing kids.
Trey's
and then
amazing.
You pick Trey, you jerk.
I always forget Trey because he's all grown up now.
Gosh.
Better watch out. He'll kick your
you
butt.
Know
he will.
You know
he's in shape. You're not.
I know, man.
Here's what's always weird.
I follow him on Facebook.
I was literally, this is what I was about to say. What's always weird is when your friend's kids become your friends on social media and you're like, dang, dude, I really am old.
Mm-hmm.
They're old enough to now have social media and live their own life.
And he can kick my butt in a fight.
I'm a friend.
Gosh.
What up, Trey?
Yeah, but, you know, rest in peace, buddy.
He's right there.
I'm right here.
Physically present.
Aaron Buck Burnett. He's a good guy.
Not dead.
Steve-O has some whiskey tango, not Florida today.
It's Oklahoma. It's definitely not whiskey tango, Florida.
What, the OKC?
Today, we take you.
Where are we going?
To Oklahoma.
Wow.
Yo-yo dog.
I love that.
But we are also taking you to the future.
Really? We're going to the future?
36-year-old Dante Rashad Anderson walked into an Arby's in Oklahoma City this last Friday with an important announcement. Excuse me. Hello. Hi. Arby's. Hi. My name's Dante, and I am from the future.
That was the sound of my mind being blown.
I'm going to need you.
Where? To the future.
Hey, Doc, you better back up. We don't have enough road to get up.
Is that Doc McStuffins?
Roads?
Yeah. Oh, wrong Doc.
And we're going, we don't need roads.
Sorry, that's the only Doc I know right now.
Not only do you not need roads in the future, but you don't need Arby's.
Do you still need a flux capacitor?
Well, here's all I know. Dante Rashad Anderson, 36 years old, walks into an Arby's in Oklahoma City this last week and tells employees he's from the future and he needs all the foods, free foods, to take back with him because there are no Arby's in the future.
I can totally see that. You know, he might be from the future.
Arby's
because,
is expensive.
Yeah, that place is on its last leg.
Seriously.
The food's terrible.
Imagine, bro. You're just, you know.
10-4, copy that.
Folding that roast beef
this
that you do at Arby's.
We have the meats. That's their slogan.
We have the meats.
Well, apparently in the future, they don't have any meats because Dante came back in time to help bring back the roast beef sandwich.
Bring it back.
He grabbed a handful of bacon and chicken and walked out.
No. Did he go behind the counter and grab the bacon and chicken?
He also broke a glass door on the way out and started kicking cars while he crossed the street and ate his bacon he just stole.
Give me this bacon. Kick.
Obviously, he was arrested on several charges, including robbery by force.
You're crazy.
Destruction of property. Police aren't sure if he was high, drunk, or just had some kind of mental breakdown. They are definitely not considering he is possibly telling the truth.
No, he's definitely telling the truth.
Here's the
Nobody
deal.
Nobody believed when Arnold came back.
That's right.
Here's the deal. Dante
Did he
said,
talk about Skynet?
No, because he said he was only from 4 years in the future.
Oh, man.
So if Arby's goes bankrupt and vanishes Blockbuster style by 2020, we really need to start looking at this Dante guy.
I bet his charges would be expunged.
There's some other Dante? Things.
Well, here's the police sergeant that was on the scene. This is what he had to say about it.
Went over the counter, got back into the area where the food is, grabbed a handful of chicken and a handful of bacon, and then walked out of the restaurant. He was possibly under the influence of some sort of narcotic or intoxicant or suffering some type of break with reality because he did mention that he was from 4 years in the future and this is how people will get food during that period of time.
He kicked that car in front of me and the light had changed, but I guess everybody was so shocked as to what was going on that nobody was moving. Jumped up like he was Chuck Norris and just kicked the crap out of my car. He kicked it so hard. Like it went, like you just feel the momentum of him kicking it.
super strength in the future.
Apparently. Okay. Apparently. So I'm telling you guys, if 4 years from now there are no Arby's, we need to go back and talk to this guy about some things. But it got me thinking, if you were from 4 years, just four simple years in the future, is there anything discontinued that you would like to travel back in time to get? Because I immediately thought of one thing and one thing only.
Mm.
If I could travel back in time, I would reinvigorate Buck and Dex in the Morning Edge. Because there's no good morning radio anymore. Am I right, you guys? It's just all tanked, you know? So if I could travel back 4 years ago, yeah, it would probably be the prime of your guys' radio careers. That's what I'd do.
Very quiet right now. Just very quiet.
Guys?
That was literally the worst idea. The worst. I mean, you guys, he's talking about your show, and nobody liked that idea.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody would go back in time for that.
I think you should try again.
I'm just kidding.
I think you should back in time and not say that.
338-3700. What discontinued product would you travel back in time to get?
Dude, this was his stupid topic. And I was like, oh, man, I'm using this. Buck's in studio. Can't wait.
That's good. That's
Buck really good. Is in studio.
Buck really is because he's still alive. So I guess if Dexter could travel back 4 years, he would warn Buck of his imminent death because he's dead, apparently.
Yeah, that's true.
What would I get? Let's see here.
Is there really anything from the past?
Crystal Pepsi.
Want? Dude.
They're bringing that back.
No, you know what? Fancy Pants over here would bring back Zima.
Ooh. Good call.
Fancy
That's
Pants.
That's a good call. I love me the Zima.
That
back
is
in the
studio
day.
At Starnia.fm.
Hey, man, you studio can't say that.
At Starnia.fm.
Awesome. Sorry.
You and one other male friend of mine from back in the day.
Oh, whatever. Everybody drank that.
No, they did
they
not.
Did. They just never admitted it.
No, they did not.
Never had one.
Thank you. Nope. That's disgusting.
You'd love it, Tao.
No,
okay.
You
just
don't
bring
know
back that old Bartles and James, am I right? Like, what is wrong with you?
What would I get?
Disgusting. Yeah.
Surge already came back.
I love how we all immediately gravitated to food.
Jolt Cola.
Oh.
It didn't do anything for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Got me going, bro.
I mean, you need to try this Death Wish coffee if that's what you want.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I actually... Holy cow. Did you guys... I read about the Death Wish guys.
We
were drinking it this morning.
That guy right here, you think he's crazy?
Hey, I will say
morning?
I had a cup Woo! Of it this morning, and I think it's finally, like, normalized me.
Yeah, there you go.
You know
go.
What I mean?
Yeah, I heard them on another radio program a couple of weeks ago.
Huh.
Good morning.
Good morning. Steve-O, did you just put down your own radio show?
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Man, I'm so glad you caught that.
Go. See, you guys have the best morning show. I've been listening to Three Amigos.
Thank you.
So, yeah, so if you guys were off 4 years down the road, I bring you guys back.
Thanks, man.
You're a
Thank
sweetheart.
You. Man, that's
You're
kind that
welcome.
You think that we're going to be around 4 more years. That's good.
That's not happening.
Probably going to get fast,
right,
man. You guys are running fast and loose. You've got another 18 months tops.
True.
Yeah, well, it was the Zima jokes. Come on.
Yeah, I'm surprised we've made it this long.
Yeah.
I said Xena.
Oh!
Warrior Princess.
Xena Warrior Princess.
I love Xena
Warrior
Princess. That's what it was. All
that
right.
was my favorite show.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking I'd bring back like cool alternative lifestyle rollerblading. You know what I'm saying? But now I just Googled it and I can just go to Sports Authority, apparently.
You can buy them for $5 a pair.
585 Live, if you'd like to text in, we got some comments. The McRib.
That comes back once
comes
a
back,
year.
Yeah.
Does it? Because I can't remember the last time I ate one, and
you
I get
what?
One every time they come
Ask
back.
Ask him. He's actually got the schedule.
Really?
He knows exactly
Love
when they come out.
Hang on, here we go.
Just had one the other day.
And he celebrates them.
Wait, just the other day?
Well, they're doing Monopoly right now on McDonald's.
See?
So.
Look at him. He knows. He
no,
knows
no,
the,
I will say.
He knows the Mac D schedule.
I rarely eat Mickey D's, but this last Sunday it was like, oh, we got baseball, we don't have time, and Chrissy's just running real quick. She's like, what do you want from McDonald's? I'm like, McDonald's? Do they have the McRib?
Nothing.
No.
Did you hear they're testing all-you-can-eat fries in some locations?
I saw that. I got the 20-piece McNuggets, and I was thinking, 20, why did I get 20? There's no way. I inhaled them in like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So
you just ate like 20 beaks.
They still... Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I posted a video once on my Facebook page of how they actually created that, and it's from actual chicken.
It's disgusting.
Do you guys remember Orbitz, the drink?
Mm-hmm.
We got a comment on our live line.
Those were the
bring back Orbitz.
Isn't that the...
That was the precursor to boba tea.
Oh, really?
Well, not
Oh, okay,
not
I got you. You pop the top, and then there'd be the little jelly ball things in it.
Yeah.
I thought Orbitz was the mascot for...
Also a gum.
The isotopes.
Yeah.
Yes.
338-3700, if you'd like to call the show. it's weird because a lot of the things that I'm thinking of in my head are kind of making a comeback.
Yeah, I'd bring back Constantine. It was a great show.
Check this out, Steve. Are you ready for this?
That was the worst movie ever.
No, the yes, TV show!
Terrible. TV show was good.
I didn't watch the TV show.
Back to the McRib. You ready for this? It is coming back because they bring it back once a year. But it's optional for each restaurant to say they want to do it. Only 8,000 of the 14,350 McDonald's in the United States will sell the McRib this year because they opted out.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, let's be real.
Now it kills that we're you
more,
slowly.
I was going to say, now that we're more like health conscious as a culture.
Oh, I thought you meant in this room.
No. There's some,
there's a McRib locator.
Gross, dude. I'm just saying, when I was younger, I loved that thing. And now that I actually know that there's probably actual chicken beaks and stuff in
Yeah. There's not.
There is.
Whatever. You don't know what that is.
I watched the video.
That actually isn't a real rib. You know, from the McRib.
It is a tube of, like, fake meats,
guys,
and then they just kind of press it to make, like, the rib-looking stuff.
The closest place where you could get a McRib?
San Diego?
Los Angeles, California.
Whoa!
The next closest? Chicago, Illinois.
That's crazy.
Here's what you do. You take the McRib, and you McFreeze it.
McFreeze?
Just like take the air out, you deep McFreeze it, and then you can enjoy it.
Way to think ahead,
round.
Man.
Can we bring back 99-cent gas? Because
well, that was like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, my wife got 79-cent gas
what?
Last week.
Okay.
She had rewards from somewhere.
That's right.
Good morning. Well,
it's dropping anyway.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello. Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, man.
Good.
Talk to us.
Enjoyment of buying music. Like a compact disc. Like now everything's so digital.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I would get my paycheck, first stop was Hastings.
Yes, dude.
How about midnight releases? Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Remember when we used to broadcast at the midnight releases?
Yep. Yep. Those are the good old days, man. Now it's just, the music is great, but just the enjoyment's gone. Yeah. You know, these kids will never know, you know what it's like to actually earn.
That's true.
I agree with that. That's a good one.
That's true.
That's a really good memory right there, bringing back something.
I only let my kids listen to records.
Oh, we have vinyl at home. We do.
The thing that I miss the most about like CDs and stuff is I know you guys did this too, because we've talked about it, but you would get your favorite band CD, and then you would look in the thank yous, and they would thank other bands, and then that's how you would discover new bands.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, well, who did so-and-so tour with? You know, who do they thank? Oh my gosh, you'd go listen to them, and you'd be like, oh my gosh, they're good! And then you would see who they thanked, and then you'd find these other little bands.
Yeah,
that
was half the fun, was reading...
it was an adventure.
Yeah, reading
the liner notes.
The liner notes inside of the record or CD. Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi.
Are you in a bathroom, sir?
No.
Oh, it's very echoey. What do you got?
Just thinking, you definitely have to go more than 4 years back in time to do this, but drive-in movie theaters.
Oh, man.
See, there's still there's like outside of Nashville when I lived there, there's like a drive-in 45 minutes
where the
away.
Century 24 is now, there used to be a drive-in theater.
It was called the Albuquerque Six.
Yeah.
Really?
And it was like that huge, that whole area was just, boom, land and
drive-in theaters.
I used to love, like, being a kid, we would, you know, you're driving by at night, and you could just see, oh, what are they watching?
Yep.
You know, man.
You know what's interesting is that this is tying back into our Dex's lovely cremation topic, but it's funny because nostalgia, it's so important to so many people, and I'm just realizing more and more, nostalgia is just a little resurrection.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You're trying to bring back these things that are completely gone that you'll never get back. It's really just moments in your life that you're trying to resurrect. And then a lot of us get caught up in this thing where we're trying to like live in the past, and you're trying to like resurrect your former glory or whatever.
I feel like I should drop my headphones and walk out of here right now.
No, what? No, don't
here,
go.
Brian. You're absolutely right.
Build a legacy.
I'm done.
No, but seriously, think about it. That's probably why it's so like popular and why so many people get caught up in it is because it's like a little resurrection.
Yeah, that's true.
But it can be a good thing. I think sometimes when you're going through,
all right,
it could be a slump in a job or a slump in a relationship or something, and you want to find that, you know, recapture that, if you will. You think back, like with the guy that called in this morning who was like, I just got to figure out what to do for my spouse. You know, you think of a moment, you think of something they love, and maybe it's nostalgic, but it reminds you of a memory. It takes you back to a happy moment, and that can reignite. You don't cling on that. You don't hang on the past, but you use that to reinvigorate and bring new life into something, you know, to help it evolve and grow. And yeah, I know I just said evolve on a Christian station. Sorry.
I can't believe you said that.
Somebody said the beach water park.
Oh, man!
All these things are gone.
All of them are gone!
These commercial entities that are mentioned are gone.
Yes, they are all gone. We are not plugging any commercial entities currently around. So
you can talk about stuff that's gone in the past, right?
Right. Yes, we can.
Never get it back. Never get it back.
Yeah, those things aren't coming back.
No,
yeah.
But the reason I say that is it's like we've all got this yearning for resurrection inside of us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Ecclesiastes talks about this. God has written eternity in our hearts. There's probably a reason for that, a reason why we have that yearning that of these things, and they're just a shadow, you know, of what we're truly yearning for. But it is always interesting to think back on, you know, what would you bring back? I do miss the memory of going, you know, to buy something like a record or waiting for a band to put something out, because now it just leaks on the internet and you hear it through this website or through that. This weekend we do worship down at Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater on Sundays, and we were walking down in the Knob Hill area, and there was a store, which I won't mention because it's still around and commercial, but they were selling cassette tapes because it's Knob Hill and super hipster. And I lost my mind because that's exactly what I thought of, was being, you know, younger. And, man, I would spend hours just flipping through, like, trying to figure out what I wanted. Yeah. And
you still can at some locations.
Yeah, but it's not like it used to be, because I remember I would buy records for stupid reasons. I would buy them for, like, oh, look at this album art that is amazing. That is a lost art form right there, the album art, because I cared greatly about it.
Yeah.
And that would get me to buy certain things. But,
that's why you own that Alcatraz album from 1982. Yeah. It's predominantly displayed in his house.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Well, Buck, I know you got to get going. You got legacies to build.
I do have legacies to build.
And anything else you wanted to talk about before you get out of here?
Anything I don't think else? So, man. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, too.
Glad you're hitting the gym.
Hey, one of the big things right now that people are really loving that you should do more of is Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah.
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 It's like, it's the Periscope. I mean, and people love it. We've been doing it before and after the show, and you should start doing it so we can follow you.
Can I travel back in time to that statement you made right before he talked about Periscope or whatever? When you gave him a compliment, you said something.
The gym?
That's the one.
You're looking fit, dude.
Thanks, Tail.
Man. He's always looked fit.
No, he looks fitter than usual, though.
Tell him. Tell him.
Take your shirt off and show him your muscles.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll do it off you.
So
what'd you say?
Nothing.
What did you just mouth to me? Buck just mouthed, you're fit. Look at your gut.
Anything.
It's huge.
It's not as big as that.
Oh, what?
Whoa, guys.
Take it back. Take your shirt off right now, Buck. Let's compare.
One of you has...
He's been trying... Never mind.
Offended me, Dex.
Why? Why would I offend you?
Aren't you supposed to... I think my... I've got a friend, John... John Saborn, and I think he might go to the same CrossFit as you guys, or the one that you're supposed to go to, I should say.
That's the one we go to.
Because I think he sees you over there, but he doesn't see...
Nice.
He never sees
What's
us.
What's his name?
I haven't been in like
John
2 weeks.
Saborn.
I'll have to figure out.
I don't
out.
Know if he goes to that one.
He does.
I know a lot of first names.
He might go to a different time, because I'm there usually at like...
He also goes by John the Realtor.
5 in the morning. Oh. I've never seen him there.
Yeah.
Maybe. Never seen got him. His own company.
Maybe. I'll figure it out.
All right, Buck. We'll see you later, buddy.
See you later, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. It's been fun.
Are you going to come back next week?
Probably.
Are you going to be at that Citizens and Saints show on Sunday
night? I will be there on Sunday with bells on. I'm super excited.
Good.
Yeah, because you missed the last one.
Yeah, I got like 2 days' notice on that, and I didn't have time to put it together, but I've already got a babysitter lined up.
Yeah.
So I
awesome.
Am set.
Who's
we're
your
having,
friend?
We're having
Who's
a date
friend?
Night. Thank you, Steve-O.
Good. Okay, everyone, hang out with us. We gotta take a break.
We gotta take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
primary day of New York State.
President Obama headed to Saudi Arabia.
Kelly Ripa needs a new co-host again.
CVS is offering curbside pickups at their drugstores.
Two members of the Aryan Brotherhood in Mississippi have been convicted of racketeering and murder.
To help discourage teens from using chewing tobacco, the FDA is teaming up with minor league baseball teams, focusing on white teen boys in rural areas.
Last month's average global temperature set a record high.
Deadly airstrikes on two towns held by rebels in Syria.
People have been killed in a large suicide bombing in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul.
Prestigious honors are being bestowed on this year's best in radio, TV, podcasting, internet, and public service journalism, the Peabody Awards.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night.
Yes.
Through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and marmaladio.
Marmaladio?
Listens to radio.
Nobody.
No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
That's right, everybody.
Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
Billion, trillion, zillion, Brazilian.
Brazilian?
That's right, everybody. That's right.
Radio and Firefly.
Hello.
Shout out to the Albuquerque Zoo that welcomed two new lions. I know they're listening, Kenya and Dixie.
Big fans of the Morning Invasion.
They're on loan from the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Yeah! Yeah!
You okay?
9:38. Yeah, I'm all right.
High today of 75 degrees. Perfect if you're going to kick it with Kenya and Dixie today at the zoo. They renovated the lion habitat. I had no idea.
Sure did. Oh, thanks for joining us this morning. If you missed any of the show, we got that podcast. Buck joined us for a couple hours.
Hey!
We talked cremation versus being buried. I know exactly what I'm going to do, guys.
What's that?
Freeze-dried.
Oh.
I want to be freeze-dried.
Can we turn you into beef jerky?
No.
My dad's ex-wife used to do that as a business. She used to be a taxidermist.
Oh, okay.
And she would freeze-dry your pets. So I'll never forget, we got invited over to her house for dinner. And all over her house were her dead pets that had been freeze-dried. And with the freeze-drying technique, they don't take any of the organ. Like, everything stays in the pet. It just, when they put it in this freeze-dry machine, it dries it in a way where it won't stink and it makes it all hard.
Yeah.
But it's the actual pet. It's right there.
That is the creepiest.
It's really creepy. So, yeah, I want to be freeze-dried. Mm-mm.
I want to be freeze-dried.
I don't even want to talk about that. That's so weird.
I want a microphone placed right in front of my face so it's like I'm talking on the radio. I'll have my hand on the mouse.
No.
It was a great discussion this morning. If you missed it, hit the podcast later. Just a great discussion.
No.
Really, really good. 338-3700 if you'd like to call us. Guys, I have good news.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, start reading.
There's a woman in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Named Vicky Rabe Harrison. Recently, Vicky saved a hurt duck after it lost both of its feet to frostbite. But she thought she'd have to put it down because it couldn't walk. So she emailed an engineering team at a nearby middle school named Jason Jashkiki. She knew he had a 3D printer and thought maybe he could use it.
Stop it.
To make some new feet.
Nice.
But Jason thought it was a joke. Luckily, about an hour before the duck was supposed to be put down, he called her back to say he'd give it a shot. And it worked. He printed two plastic feet that fit over the duck's legs. It had some trouble balancing at first, but things got better, and now it can even swim with these plastic feet. Check this out. Look at this little feet. Look at that.
Nice.
How cool is that?
Oh, that's
that
awesome.
Is amazing.
Yeah, there's this little 3D printer right there. Save that duck's life. Look at him walking. Little boots. That's amazing. The animal sanctuary near Milwaukee offered to take it in, so Vicky dropped off the duck the other day, and the engineering department at a local college is working on another pair of feet that should fit even better. Those were kind of test run boots,
nice.
Feet, if you will. That duck is swimming, hanging out with the other ducks.
That's so cool. I'm glad that person with the 3D printer turned out to not be a quack.
Gosh.
Duck joke.
You're waiting that whole story.
Actually, I made that up about 3 seconds before I said it.
Oh, pretty good, man.
Pretty good like that. Just on the fly.
Pretty good.
Almost in a V formation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There was a girl that had to move out of her home that had goats and chickens and ducks and all kinds of critters. And there was a picture of Philip with his feet all curled up and dried. Because they had frozen.
I immediately called Vicky right from class, actually. I pulled up my cell phone and called. And I said, Vicky, I said, you know, I'm making the feet right now. I said, you know, hold off.
It worked.
Sure did.
We're thrilled.
I was nervous last night. I was nervous this morning. I was hoping that they were done printing when I got here, which they were.
Those 3D printers are amazing. They take a while. But they have 3D printers that can build homes now.
So cool.
It could build you anything you want.
I've built a 3D printed replica of myself that will now be coming to work instead of me.
There you go.
Pretty cool. Going to be just as funny, I guarantee it.
I'm going to buy a 3D printer and then start printing 3D printers.
That's my joke that I've said before. Don't 3D print my joke.
Did you really say
yes.
that?
Yeah, he said that on our show
multiple times.
Like our show? The three
yes,
of us?
Dude. Yes. The
That's the first
invasion.
Time I've heard that joke.
You never pay attention.
You need to 3D print some ears and a brain.
We've talked about 3D printers so many times. And every time I think, what would I really build? I don't know. Can you make money? Can you build money?
That's an important
plastic
thing.
Money?
Plastic money.
That's it. I'll start making credit cards.
Yes. Hey, if you have your credit card information, just text it to us.
Just text it to us. We're going to 3D print it for you.
That.
We're going to immortalize it in our wallets.
Oh, yeah. We don't want that. We just want your social security numbers. That's it.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I just found that video of that Joker riding a hoverboard on a rooftop.
What?
Yes.
That's crazy,
Steve-O, look at this.
That guy deserves to
look
fall.
At this and feel sick.
Oh!
I just got tingly in my fingertips. I hate heights. And
look at that
you're
idiot.
A jerk because you know I
look
hate heights.
Look at that!
I can't.
Look at him. He's spinning around like
guys,
a moron.
Guys, there is a guy on a skyscraper with a hoverboard.
I hope that this is
just
computer
living
animated.
On the edge.
Look here, he is doing a handstand.
Nope.
He's doing a handstand on a hoverboard on top of a skyscraper.
That guy can do some sweet tricks.
Yeah, he needs to do better things with his time.
I'm not looking at you guys.
Are you supposed to ride those things in the rain? Because I saw a kid cruising around on the sidewalk in the rain the other day, and I kept thinking, he's going to get electrocuted.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, man.
All right, I didn't say that. My son did.
Okay. He made that up.
Okay.
I was actually really nervous this last Sunday because they were doing baptisms, and they had, like, heaters in the water, and then right before they went
heaters in the water?
Yeah. To, like, heat up the water, and then right before we got, like, this was at Knob Hill, and right before Jason goes over there, it's, like, water on the ground, and he's like, we should probably unplug this, and, like,
oh my gosh.
Grabs the outlet. I'm like, this is how people get killed.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna be on the news. I just know it. At least I know where he'll be.
Baptism went wrong at Calvary.
Yeah!
Three dead in baptism.
Yeah,
that would be
dude.
Awful.
That'd be the most ironic...
Would be horrible. That's actually, that happened in real life.
It's a symbol.
David Crowder's pastor, that really happened. He had his wireless mic on and went in the water in Waco, Texas.
Up.
I'm not
he
being
forgot?
Comical.
Did he die?
Yeah.
He died?
In front of the congregation. That really happened in real life.
When did that happen?
That's why I was terrified, because Jason looks like David Crowder.
Is there video of it?
No, there's not video.
Just asking.
Man, you are that kid. What just happened?
He turned.
Oh, man. He keeps turning the mics off. What are you talking about?
You had the most sincere look on your face.
Dex, why are you turning the mics off, man? Nobody said anything bad.
I don't want to laugh.
I'm not laughing about the guy dying because that's
so
awful.
You were so sincere.
I'm laughing at Steve-O.
You were so
sincere. Steve-O made me laugh.
Just some
lighthearted. You can't do that. We're real reporters and we can't laugh over stuff like that. And I was not laughing over that.
To be fair, we were not laughing.
I promise you, I was not laughing over that.
I know you weren't. It was just.
You guys can trust that I wasn't even laughing.
Moment.
Yeah. Ugh. Why do you gotta be so funny?
Why you gotta be so
do you want me to bring it back to reality and make it serious and sad?
Yeah, please.
It's been 11 years. This was real life. He was 33 years old. He was standing in water in a baptismal at University Baptist Church. He was performing baptisms, and you know, in between the baptisms, they speak. Like this last weekend, Jason got to talk about the two boys that were baptized this weekend at Calvary Knob Hill. It was amazing. They got to share a little of their story, their faith in Jesus. Well, he went to grab a microphone because this is a big church. And so he goes to grab the microphone. Boom, electrocuted.
Oh.
In front of the congregation.
Good morning.
It's terrible.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, hi. Fella.
Hey, by any chance, you guys have any more Antmania tickets so I don't have to go in? 3D print myself a pair?
Yeah, here's the deal. If anybody out there wants to go see that show, text us right now. What's that texting line, Steve-O?
585-LIFE.
585-LIFE. Text us right now if you want them, okay, sir?
Right on, brother.
All right, man. Yeah, text us, and we'll pick some people to go see Andy Mineo tonight.
Yes, dude.
Sunshine Theater.
There you go.
Let's finish up our headlines, Teo.
You got it, dude.
And, you know.
Did you just...
Two local radio hosts make light of tragedy.
No, we did not.
Film at 11.
No, we did not.
That, there
that
it is.
Was, that's not that's real.
Not what
but
happened.
But did you just
says,
quote
Joe
the Olsen twins
Joe
from
Dex Toth and Stephen Q. Jeter.
That's not what happened.
Both of the Morning Invasion.
My middle name's Quincy.
Quinsanity. I'm so mad at you guys. Guys, what's the one thing O.J. Simpson wants to do when he gets out of prison?
No, dude.
Eat
stop.
At In-N-Out Burger.
Nope. We can't talk about that. What is it? Steve-O?
Mm-mm.
Steve-O?
Mm-mm. The one thing he
play
wants
football
to do.
Again.
No, stop it.
No, that's a good guess, though.
Act!
No. He wants to date Kris Jenner.
Turn his mic off, please.
Is...
Seriously.
Is Kris Jenner... Is
that's
she...
the wife.
Okay. All right.
That's the mom.
I was thinking that was one of the
no,
daughters.
That was... What? This is real life?
Yeah.
This is really what he said?
Mm-hmm. He said he's been crushing on Kris Jenner for years. Hmm. Quote, he believes he is the man for her and intends to pursue her when he gets out of prison. There's definitely a long history there.
Oh.
Well, you know, I mean, her ex-husband, the original, the OG Kardashian, whatever his name was.
Kris Jenner?
No, Caitlyn.
Caitlyn Jenner?
Bruce.
Bruce Jenner?
I'm talking about her husband, Kardashian. That gave her the name.
Oh!
Who was best friends with O.J. Simpson.
Oh, really?
So it makes sense that they would have an actual history together. Gosh, you guys are slow.
Sorry we never watched that reality show.
What is happening here?
I have no idea.
No, the only reason I know is the dude, David Schwimmer, that plays Ross, played O.G. Kardashian in the recent O.J. Simpson
that
trial.
That makes sense.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen an episode of The Kardashians.
I haven't either.
I think I life goaled that.
Yeah, that's definite life goal.
Brian Johnson commented for the first time since AC/DC replaced him with Axl Rose.
He is not happy.
He said he had no choice but to leave the tour, but he risked total deafness, so he had to.
That mm-hmm. poor guy.
He said he isn't retiring, and he's still able to record, but that's unclear if that means he'd still hit the studio with AC/DC.
Dude, he still wanted to do the tour. He was angry that they...
Just up and replaced
they
him.
They up and replaced him. He wouldn't even use Axl by name on the statement. It said they, you know, they went on and hired a guest singer without me. You know, he wouldn't even say Axl Rose, so... Yeah. Yeah. Although I will say... Guns N' Roses played Coachella, and Angus Young came out for a song, and mm-hmm. They played an AC/DC song. It was awesome!
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It was awesome!
Guys, I'm moving on. A woman was pulled over in North Dakota last week over a license plate issue. It's funny because this morning I was thinking about, we had that story about that girl that made the cardboard license plate. You remember when she got pulled over?
Yes.
So this lady, they pulled her over, license plate issue. They found 108 stolen what in her car? I'm going to give you a tip.
Rabbit feet.
No. Math. That's your tip.
Math?
Steve-O, guess?
Calculators.
Calculators? Steve-O?
What's his profession?
A cop pulled over a lady for a license plate issue.
For a license plate issue?
Yes.
She works at the DMV.
She had 108 stolen these in her car.
License plates.
Graphing calculators, Dex Reddick.
I nailed it.
Wait, what? Yes. Did you read the story?
No, I was,
yeah, you're put a this cheater.
I did not.
She also had a tool that stores use to deactivate the alarms on things when you buy them.
Wow.
So she claimed she'd bought all the calculators and was planning to sell them in Vegas for a profit, because that's what you sell in Vegas for a profit, is graphing calculators. That's where all the nerds go for to weekend. They go there on a holiday. It adds up, I promise. But the cops didn't buy it. She was arrested on felony charges of receiving stolen property, possession of burglary tools, and bringing stolen goods into the state.
Man.
Her trajectory was off. She should have used that calculator to determine the cosine of the
angle. I think she's on the glue stick.
A guy in England says an owl attacked his head last week, and he thinks it might have been going after his goatee.
Oh, my
God. I wish you were playing the audio of that owl you had played yesterday.
That ran into the window?
Yeah, that was the saddest thing.
That really was.
A study found you're more likely to be seen as dominant and influential
if you speak in a deeper voice when you're talking to someone.
Get a robot voice.
Let's try it.
Hey, man.
Hi.
What are you doing today?
Being intimidating and dominant. What are you doing?
Right on. Well, you know, I was thinking about maybe taking the kids out today, maybe throw the football around, maybe go shoot some things up in the Sandia Hills.
Weak sauce. I'm going to build a mountain in my backyard.
Oh, that's cool. I built a mountain last week.
I built two mountains last week.
I built three.
Oh, yeah, I killed Steve-O.
Wow.
Do you hear how intimidating
that
sounded?
Downhill.
I'm calling the cops right now.
Actually, I went uphill because I built mountains. If you'd have been listening instead of over there typing to your friends.
I'm calling 911.
No, dude, the live line went nuts, which, by the way, we've already filled all the spots. So if you were wanting Andy Mineo tickets,
done. Sorry, guys.
But thanks to everybody who chimed in. Shout out to
Linnea
and Megan and Becca.
Awesome.
Next time, if you could just wait till after the show, I'd appreciate that.
According to a new study, using those super-powered air dryers in public bathrooms spreads about 1,300 times more germs than using paper towels.
I heard about this.
Dude, I trust those paper towels.
Yeah,
I've always been a paper towel man.
Oh, man, yeah, that's crazy.
I'm not a Dapper Dan man. I won't fop.
So is it only if you touch it, but if you keep your hands, it's almost like playing
the Dyson, right? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, the Dyson. If you don't touch it, you're fined?
Fined? You fined right now? A guy in Florida let a woman use his bathroom at 2 in the morning earlier this month. She got angry for some reason, went into his refrigerator, and egged his living room.
What?
That's right.
Well, that's what you get.
That is the longest flush I've ever heard. Also, and this is my final piece of news, Wendy's has created a burger topped with the weirdest things that I've ever, ever heard of. Wendy's in Japan is selling a new burger.
Let me guess.
That uses these two things. Go.
Mini corn.
Baby corn. And a cream cheese-based cream corn sauce.
That actually sounds really, really, really good.
You are so gross.
You're gross.
That's disgusting.
No. Yeah, thank you.
Have you tried it yet? Have you tried it yet?
I don't think so.
Yeah, dude, I eat that every day.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things I know I don't need to try to understand that they are disgusting.
Yeah, okay? Like reading a book.
I remember back when our boy Rashad Evans was about to take on Lyoto Machida for the light heavyweight championship of the world. Lyoto Machida, he's like this crazy jiu-jitsu ninja dude.
Yeah, bro.
And he took the training so seriously for the light heavyweight championship.
You can't say it on radio.
Why not?
Because. Part of his, just dumped you, bro. So you can't say that on the radio.
He dumped you.
You can't even say it. I had to dump you.
He dumped him. Like, we'll never know what was said. I don't even know when I'm standing here.
Unbelievable. Glad I'm running the ship over
here. Gosh, me too, man. Thanks for being here.
You bet, man. You done?
Man, that's all the news I got for today.
He drank. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I got to dump you again.
Thanks. Stop dumping me!
Proud. I have to.
Proud that you did.
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us this morning. Thank you to Buck for coming in, hanging out, like just like old times, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
We talked cremation versus being buried alive. Not really alive. Just buried versus cremation.
It was a very lively conversation.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for all the text messages this morning. A lot of people going to be going to check out Andy Mineo tonight at Sunshine Theater. You know what I'm saying?
Let's see. I got Mark. I got Manuel. Josh. Carmen. Becca. Hans. Joe.
Hans.
I'm still
Hans.
I'm still taking Linnea. Yeah. I'm writing it all down, guys.
That's great.
We got your tickets.
Love it. There you go. If you need us, hit us up anytime. You can text us 585 live. You can email the show studio at star88.fm. Hit us up on Facebook. Have a wonderful day. I know where I'll be tonight. Right here at Calvary, 7 o'clock. These two jokers and their little worship band at Nav Hill, they're going to be playing the main campus, doing some worship.
Hi-ya!
And Skip Heitzik will be throwing down the amazing series that's been happening. What's next?
That gets going at 7 o'clock, so technically if you're like, bro, I just want to catch Andy Mineo, and you rocked that, I was talking to my boy Josh, that show's a later show, so you'll have plenty of time, so you could actually do both.
There you go.
Come down here, kick it, rock some fun worship, a great message from Pastor Skip, and then head on down to the Sunshine.
Tomorrow is Thursday, which means one thing, trivia.
Oh.
About recipes.
Awesome!
We're going to talk about it. That's right. Dex has tons of trivia prepared for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
He's been working on it for 3 weeks.
Awesome!
It's going to be legit.
Mm-hmm.
You can win his car. So be sure you participate tomorrow.
That's not true.
It's already been said. It's truth.
Okay. It's time to go.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.